Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
I'm no uglier now than I've ever been.
No, but your polyps are uglier than ever.
They're horrible. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Shrimp.
And in case you're wondering, yes. Anal.
Anal polyps.
Yeah, but 3 times 3. B9. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Shrimp. And all the ships at sea. They go together like chocolate and French fries. Todd Geronimo.
What?
And Mike O'Mara.
What are you talking about?
That's a tribute to Kevin.
Polyp breath? Yeah, Rob's got a lot of health issues right now.
I'm falling apart.
He didn't hear that, you know. Had a word with Kevin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So immediately, I like when I put myself on the hot seat. What an idiot I am.
Well, this is it, everybody. I mean, this is the show. It started. Got a Mike show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday!
It's Friday the 13th.
Right. Thank you, Spooky Seekers. 0113 06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Not retarded. Hi there, Buzz. Hi, everybody. And you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. You already have any reaction to Robert Mailman's food?
I'm not really sure. It could be lunch.
If you're listening on Free FM in D.C., call 202-432-1067. And if you're listening to us on the Internet and anywhere where you can, use an 877 number. Please call the show at 800-636-1067. The official website of the show is donandmikewebsite.com.
It's great.
That's where our beautiful Internet stream is. Hey, we'll let it wash all over you. Go to donandmikewebsite.com, click on Listen Live, and you're going to get this. And you know what? Today, and today only, it's drinkable.
Today
normally it's not.
You put it through the filter?
No, I didn't really, Mike. No.
You're lying.
But I'll tell you this. Our stream is stronger than dirt. Yep, and you can email us anytime at the show as well. Just send a note electronically to donandmikewebsite.com.
Send us a note. We would appreciate it greatly.
I have a note for you.
A note. Thank you.
Okay, I don't know where to begin today.
Where do you begin?
But because we're jam-packed.
Yeah.
We'll be talking to JB from Fox in the first break.
We are impacted today.
I do want to introduce you to Jimmy Pimples, the new boy that works
Kevin.
At the station. I'm sorry. Kevin Pimples.
Kevin Pimples.
Fine young man.
Kev Pimples. I just wrote that down. And Jimmy.
Yeah, I asked him if he heard the show yesterday. He said he was sleeping. That's his nap time.
Anyway, seems to me that Jimmy Pimples is a better stage name than Kevin Pimples.
Then let's call him. Then you know what? Then keep it that way. Why don't you make it? Can we make it that way?
Sure.
Jimmy Pimples.
I mean, it's our show. He's our new intern.
Very
we can we can do what we want with him.
That's a good idea.
since we talked about Michael Hughes, the de facto general manager here,
right.
And the fact that all of these decisions are made at a corporate level and he has nothing to do with it, that he's resorted to drinking warm wine.
That's right.
Delicious warm wine. Red or white, doesn't matter.
You would be amazed at the amount of information we've received via our website about cooking with warm wine.
Let's mull it over.
And not only cooking, but actually drinking warm wine. There are people who do put it in a saucepan.
Mm-hmm. Really? And warm it up?
With spices, and it's called mulling the wine.
Yes, oh, mulled wine.
We have information on that.
Right.
And we also have the warm wine enema recipe.
Oh, hello.
Now, there's something that might be of value.
Well, that would also give you a buzz, wouldn't it, Buzz?
I think it might.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be worthwhile.
Because it would get into the bloodstream if you took it that way.
So much better than coffee.
Coffee just makes you jittery.
There's obviously some stuff that I can't read on this list about the warm wine enema.
Right.
But there's a lot that we can read, and hopefully the general manager is listening today, and he'll get some tips to have a nice, relaxing 3-day weekend.
That's fantastic, and what a better way to do it than starting the weekend with a nice warm wine enema.
I asked him about it. He said it wasn't his bag.
And I know that on Monday, we have the day off, and it's a nationwide holiday.
Yes, it is.
And for some reason, it has struck me that when we have holidays for famous, noteworthy people in our culture,
yes.
when the person is someone that I've heard of in my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
I find it somehow cheapens the legacy of the person when I hear, for instance, Dr. King mattress sale.
Yes.
Our lowest prices in the last five King holidays.
I just heard that. I've never heard of that before, and I totally agree with you.
Now, here's
the
thing.
It sounds somehow wrong.
But here's the thing. You could hear Washington birthday sale. You know,
right?
You know, half off designer, whatever.
It, Lincoln's birthday
we do
sale.
All the time.
No big deal,
right?
Now you don't hear like on Kennedy's birthday. It's not a national holiday.
No,
but I wonder if we would have the same thing. You know, if it was, you know, the John F. Kennedy sale.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like with everything that Martin Luther King stood for.
Mm-hmm. I don't think
that a low price on a mattress was real high on the list of priorities.
You forget he had a dream. In order to have a dream, you need a mattress.
And the real question is, what's...
Buzz is quite the copywriter. He even writes copy when he's just doing this show.
The question is, what store will be bold enough to have the Dr. Martin Luther King white sale?
Yes, that's... See, there. Now you've got some real controversy
there.
You
won't see that.
Okay, well, you see the mattress stuff.
Yeah, well, that
makes sense. That sounds odd. I mean, I'd almost think a holiday sale, but it's almost like it's... You know, yes, he's passed, and yes, it's great that there's a national day of remembrance for Dr. King, but the fact is, it's almost too soon to start attaching the holiday sales to it.
Agreed. Listen, while we get JB on the phone here, and we're going to talk to James Brown from Fox just for a second, because it's a busy weekend with all the football all over the TV all weekend, just a note from me, not only to the people of my Great McMansion neighborhood, but everywhere in the metro area and throughout America where this is happening. It is now January 13th.
Yes.
Take down your goddamn frigging Christmas lights. Take them down. I don't want to see the icicles. I don't. What, do you still have yours up, Mike? Yes, you do. Take them down.
It's the 13th.
Hold on.
I don't use them.
Do you turn them on?
Oh, no.
Ah.
Well, then I'll let you slide for a while.
No.
But I'm talking right now to all the D-bags out there.
What about candles in the windows?
Like what does that symbolize?
I said, what about candles in the window? What are you fighting with me when I'm not
Christ,
even fighting
Don.
With you?
I'm not, Mike, I'm using you as an example for everybody.
Well, I see.
You don't have candles in your window year-round.
Mm-hmm.
You have candles in your window
have my Christmas tree up.
Okay, well, that's a separate issue. That's for you to work out with your therapist. I think...
Well, no, all of this is tardiness. All of this is...
All of this is
tardiness.
You said
and,
tard. Listen,
yeah, I just couldn't make it on time.
I just think, really, take down the lights.
Do you have people in your neighborhood that are, like... Running them?
Yes.
Oh, I don't do that.
Yes, I said.
I just have like the garland up, you know, like the garland you saw around the posts of my house.
No, last night I saw Santa and his reindeer going over someone's roof, and they got the big Merry Christmas, and they got, and, you know.
I'm not using any electricity, Don.
There are some people who think that those icicles are now a year-round thing that it's okay to have on their house.
It's not.
They're not.
No.
So stop it. Hey, JB.
Fellas.
Hey, here he is.
There
everybody.
He is.
Right on from Fox NFL Sunday.
You the man, JB.
Hey, thank you and Don so very much for being patient yesterday. It was the nightmare at Dulles.
Well, I understand that they did a body cavity search on JB yesterday.
Hey, well, let me see if I can approach this one delicately. I'm the only brother in America without an ample derriere, so it was a quick search.
Well, no problem, JB. We love having you on the show. We're glad that we could get you on today because it's a day closer to the games. And this is where your year starts to wind down. You guys got this weekend, next weekend, and then that's it for you guys.
That's it, right?
That's it.
Okay.
I will be up in Detroit to do my radio show, and I'm very blessed to be getting an award up there in Detroit, the Pat Summerall Legacy Award. So I'll be there on
that. Man, that's great.
Congratulations. You know what? I'm really very humbled, given that's the first award that's being given out. And
you know what that is?
I'm excited about it.
You know what that is? The Pat Summerall Award.
What is it?
It's a liver.
Oh, stop
hey,
it.
Which, by the way, he has plenty of reasons to be thankful for.
Yes.
And one of the all-time greats and a very honest and candid guy, so I'm very happy.
Now, Jay.
But it's good to catch up with you guys. You guys doing well?
We're doing great. Had
hey,
great...
Then, you guys haven't spit in each other's face a la Sean Taylor.
No. We were almost getting into it about Christmas decorations right before you came on the show, but nobody's done any spitting yet,
Listen, dude, we had great holidays. Hope you did. Hope your family's well. Hope everybody's well. Here's the thing. Watch you, of course, as always, throughout the entire holiday break. I'm your biggest supporter, your biggest fan, but I must tell you.
Please.
That old demon has creeped back in.
What is the demon? The Indeed demon?
Yeah. The I word. I mean, man.
Which means that the Don and Mike show continues to get publicity on the Fox NFL Sunday show.
Now, JB,
every time it happens, I've got a picture of both of you right in the, not the back of my mind, the forefront of my mind, and I'm sure the producer's coming out like, well, how many times are you going to give these guys plugs, you know?
No.
I mean, we know what you're referencing when you say, oh, gosh, the guys are going to be on me. We know who you're talking about. Well, hey, they're helping me.
I'm not looking for the publicity, and God knows we love having you say our names on your show.
That's for sure.
It's just, here's where I notice it. Last week, the game ended early. Your game ended early, and you had, like, some time to fill.
Like 40 minutes. I word.
Triple Indeed.
Oh, triple Indeed.
No, and hold on, please. Now, it went as follows. Pam, great work as always. Indeed. Tiki Barber, a record-setting year. Indeed. No need for him to be upset about anything. Let's go to the blonde bomber, Terry. Indeed, you foresaw this today. Now, that is a transcript. Now, I understand that it was after the game.
Sure.
And that you guys
a
had
extra time.
You had time to fill. But JB,
have I told you it's so nice of you to join us on the show?
You
hey,
are.
Hey, Mike, but let me tell you this. Hey, Mike, how do you think the conversation would go if I had my performance review coming up with Don after the boss, Don, has made me aware, JB, everything else is fine. Can you just vary up the lexicon just a bit and judiciously sprinkle Indeed through there? And we also know that it takes, 22 days to change a habit and replace it with a good habit. So I'm probably at my 21st day. And how nice it is to get on a show of marquee value like yours and have a national critique of and I love it because you guys are working me. This 22nd day is going to come soon.
JB, it's just you mean so much to a generation.
That's great.
You're Harvard educated, for God's sake. You're sitting up there with three rubes.
So the bottom line, Don, is get it done, JB.
Okay. And I want to ask you, speaking of the rubes.
Okay.
And that, of course, is said affectionately. I'm reading here today a quote in some paper with Terry Bradshaw.
Okay.
Where he says, blah, blah, what does this say? Like a player dreaming of a breakout season, Terry Bradshaw has goals. And then the quote is, I make no bones about it. I would love to call games. I'd love to end my career doing the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Then Terry Bradshaw adds he loves his studio job, sort of. Here's his quote. I'm in prison. I believe I could call games as well as anybody who's ever done it, but it ain't gonna happen.
Now, that's interesting, JB, because you think of the studio as kind of the, you know, a cut above if you're out on the road and you're doing the individual games.
Yeah, right.
Has Terry ever expressed that to you? It sounds like he's got a little bit reversed.
No, yes, indeed. He fully is.
Hold on. You said yes, indeed.
Hey, I'm allowed one on your show.
Hey,
okay.
Right, does Terry really?
It won't happen again. As a matter of fact, before I say indeed, I'll say incisively. Hey, Terry has expressed that. He knows that the studio show is a cut above, but he truly misses doing play-by-play. When he was at CBS, he was on the number 2 team behind John Madden and company, and, of course, Pat Summerall. But yeah, he'd love to do that. As a matter of fact, in the early years here at Fox, there was some talk that we, the studio crew, would go out on a Saturday broadcast when we only had one game to do and actually do play-by-play and color and analysis work. We were fired up about it, and I don't know what happened. I know there was an experiment that our boss, David Hill, did by sending Jerry Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson out to do a game with no play-by-play guy, and it was a resounding failure, so we didn't get to do that again. But I would love, hey, fellas, I would like to go back out in the field a couple times to do some play-by-play with him. A mixture would be the best because we get a chance to see the guys and coaches, keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on, being current as opposed to being removed. But it is by no means being in prison. It's wonderful. We're all blessed to be doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
But Terry would love to get out there and do that.
I'd like to see you guys do that. I'd actually like to see that. I think that would be interesting, you know, game coverage. I think that'd be great.
All right, we'd love to do it. As a matter of fact, I even brought it up to the guys, to the president and the CEO. Probably it was some point this season, just asking if we could get out there just to do one game. Howie Long just begged, fine, I'll do it. I'm just not going to go down and do sidelines work. Say, Howie, but you fit the bill. You're a pretty face. You could do that.
If I could ask you one more thing about the studio show, and then I'd love to talk to you about the games. Jillian Barbary. Here's my concern with Jillian Barbary. I think the chick is suffering from acid reflux. I mean, she's had time. I mean, there's no doubt. Listen, you got the show formatted perfectly. You come on with the football stuff. Then you have our friend Frank, who has killer bits. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Jillian Barbary, who has killer bits as well. but there are occasions when, and I've been accused of this myself, when she sounds like she's perhaps... been out all night.
Sounds a little rough, and we've all sounded like that on this show. And I remember there was one time when I had a bit of laryngitis, and it was tough. And I really thought it was because I had been out, you know, late, or because maybe I'd been in a smoky bar or something like that. But then I went and I saw an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and the ear, nose, and throat doctor, to my surprise, said it's acid reflux. You actually get this when you're sleeping at night if you've got. She said you have acid indigestion. And Jillian Barbary's had she had a little voice trouble this season, hasn't she?
Hey, it was Dr. Jeffrey Hausfeld, your ENT guy?
No, I think my person's Patty Lee.
Well, because the diagnosis was the same. I suffered through that at one point, and that was a doctor who had helped me with it. And then I went to see a doctor, Asifa McConnon, to deal with this sleep apnea. I've encouraged Jillian to do that. She did do it. She does need to take some time because that voice is really being graded. It's being irritated extensively. So, and then coming off of the New Year's Eve deal with Regis Philbin.
Oh, screaming her head off, yeah.
Any better. I mean, she's really struggling with that. So hopefully at the end of the football season, she'll get an opportunity to rest the voice. You know, Jillian is truly a very multi-talented young lady, and I would hope that we could see her in some different lights, if you will. She is a very sharp young lady, and I think she's working the buns off for sure.
I like the light that you put her on every
You know what? Look, Don is just so quick with that. I knew the moment I said it, I had to mention JB. You teed him up.
She looks
like TB.
Yeah, I think it's the stereotype because we hear Jillian sound like that. And there was one particular pregame this year where she really had a bad. And of course, I think all guys immediately think she's been partying all night long, you know. But I know that's not the truth.
And not the case. And she will be the first to tell you. Although I don't know this for a fact, being happily married. Thank you very much. Got to get that in there. Jillian will tell you that her social life is absolutely the pits, and she's looking for someone very nice so that she can have a meaningful relationship. And you would think out here in Hollywood, then again, it could be the shallowest of places for all I know, she's not found a meaningful relationship. So if you guys have any suggestions, Jillian will take them. Michael
Mara. What are you doing?
Well,
I got a girlfriend.
I know you do, but,
We did it with Terry Bradshaw when you guys got him on the air, and we got to do that again, by the way. Let's have Jillian on with me one time, and we'll do that. So I'll mention that to her tomorrow to see if we
Please
can...
Please do. Happen. Please mention that to her, because I think she's, she's got two great things going for her.
I will
she's,
ask you, you're not ready to date yet, right?
She's talented.
You're not ready to do any dating yet.
No, I'm not ready yet,
yeah.
Mike.
All right. Yeah, fully understood, Phil.
I'm not ready.
You don't want a vacation at the Barbary Coast?
No, but I'll tell you this. And, JB, I hope you take this to her in the nicest possible way. I'm not ready to date, and you can understand why.
Absolutely.
Now, however, I'll tell you this, that it's been 7 months since Frida passed away, and, you know, Daddy has needs. You know what I'm saying? And the truth is, JB, when you were with, I was blessed enough to be married to Frida for almost 25 years.
Yep.
And I don't want to have an emotional tie.
You're not. I know. I think I can translate that, JB, for my partner right here. Might be having a little trouble with this.
I'm loving the way he is delicate. Because he's doing it for me.
JB,
I so appreciate it because many times Terry and Howie will look at me and they'll think that I've got a bad thought. I'm saying no, and Howie will say, JB, the thought's worse than the act.
Yeah, no,
and
yes.
Terry Bradshaw will say, JB, let's pray. So with Don, we'll say, let's pray.
Let me tell you, when Don is ready, I believe that Jillian would be probably with her schedule and as busy as she is.
Perfect.
She might be looking for the exact same thing, which is, and I can put this the proper way, not a cumbersome, emotionally involved, phone call laden, constant communicating relationship, just brief encounters of a heated, passionate nature. Every how often would you require that?
I could take the red eye out, you know,
twice a week.
You know, whatever.
Well, once a week. Twice a week, but you know, two times on the weekend.
You could put the good word in for me, JB, I know that you. I don't want to bring it down, but I bring the conversation down to a guttural level.
Right.
But I know that there are some people, single people, who have what they call F buddies. Where they just they meet and they just
a series of meaningful aerobic moments.
That sounds like he means fun buddies. I hear you loud.
Anyway,
no
fun buddies.
It sounds to me like I need to convene a summit, and the threesome would be Don, Jillian, and Terry.
Wow!
Will sit down and we will have a conversation and we will flesh all of this out.
I'll tell you this, the
respective persuasions. We will have the bishop, pastor, and the rabbi there, and we'll explore these deep substantive issues so that you guys could link up in a very meaningful, significant fashion
and
meet the emotional needs as well.
I am a man who's open to almost anything. Yes, I would go to Brokeback Mountain with Terry Bradshaw. Are you kidding?
Wow.
On one side, the beautiful Jillian Barbary. On the other side, a four-time winning Super Bowl Hall of Fame quarterback.
I'm losing weight just thinking about it.
Me in the middle of that Dagwood sandwich.
Oh, that's scary.
All right.
Make it happen and get you three on the Jay Leno show. That would be awesome.
Oh, my God.
All right, JB, the games. Here we go. All important, the games. God damn the games. Great games this weekend. This is what it's about. What are your thoughts on, I know that you're a big Redskins homer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the first game tomorrow, the early game, Redskins, Seahawks?
I've said this a number of times. I'm a little surprised about the, and I don't know whether it's changed because I don't really follow that, about the 9-point underdog bit. I understand that the Redskins won the first one by a field goal at home. And people are saying, yeah, they're playing Seattle at home where Seattle is undefeated. Seattle certainly is accustomed to that field. Sean Alexander, no one plays better as a rusher on his home turf than Sean Alexander in the NFL, a.k.a. the MVP. However, I don't think that the Redskins' offense will be as anemic as it was against Tampa, considering that Tampa is an awfully stout defense. If the run game is there and Washington just has a modicum of offense there, I still like Washington's chances. I understand that the underdog big. I still like Washington's chances, and it's not being disrespectful of Seattle. In the back of Seattle's mind, collectively, is can we get it done? The pressure is to still to win that one game. If Washington can get the lead and play as physically as I know that they can to make them think about it, they will cause that doubt to become greater in their minds, and that's coming from a homer, hoping that that's the way it turns out for sure. And Sean Alexander's a friend of mine, but that's the way I see it.
You know, this is kind of a jive football question, but I am really curious about that. Does history tell us that the layoff, the team that doesn't play the week before, the team that has that break, has that week off, does that affect them in any serious way?
Has a distinct advantage. Of all the teams, and fellas, I forget the numbers, and I have to be on top of this before tomorrow, but say the numbers somewhere around the teams that have gotten to the Super Bowl, over three quarters of them have been teams that have had that first round bye. It is a distinct advantage.
It's an advantage.
Yeah, okay. Oh, without a doubt. And Washington will have to work it. Look, it's all good radio and TV talk to talk about. Well, will they be a little tired? Will they have to get their rhythm back?
Right.
That'll be enough. Please, you get healed. It makes it that much easier for you. Without a doubt.
All right.
All right, the other games. Here we go. Who do you like in Denver? versus
Patriots.
I'm sorry, Patriots. Yeah,
Denver
yeah.
versus the Patriots. Wow, you know what? A lot of my football guys are saying it's Denver. They're undefeated at home as well too. They won three out of the last four meetings. But you know what? I cannot vote against the New England Patriots. They've been there. They're still the champs, and until they're knocked off, I'm going to go with New England.
All right. What about the early game Sunday? It's the Colts and the Steelers.
Sentimental favorite on my part, and I'm going to go that way. This is not necessarily based in rationale. I want to see the Indianapolis Colts do it. I think they can do it as well.
All right, and finally, what could be? Oh,
yeah.
You okay? You have a long.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just saying this is a tough game.
Yeah, here we go. Now this last game really it could either be 3-0.
Yep.
Or it really could be like 30-28. It's the Bears and the Panthers.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to go with the Panthers, and that's big. Look, I love Lovie Smith, and I'm happy that he won Coach of the Year because he's done it with a rookie quarterback and all kinds of problems there and got him back on track. He deserved Coach of the Year. Defensively, they're the best in the league in terms of the fewest points allowed, but Carolina's got a bit more offense to get it done. Steve Smith, Deshaun Foster, they can get any kind of a ground game going there. I think it'd be a Carolina Panthers, and they've had a history of success in a row back in 2003 when they won two games on the road to get to the Super Bowl.
All right, well, there you go. You got it from JB. So listen, tonight it's the night before the big broadcast. You guys get huge audiences every week, but especially during the playoffs. What will you do tonight to chill out, JB?
I was hoping that I might be able to hang out. I've got some car buddies out here to maybe go see Jay Leno's car collection, but instead we've got a production dinner tonight to kind of get ready to make certain that guys don't miss the curfew. I guess that's the only reason they could have planned this production dinner tonight. So I've got to be in a frame of mind.
Do you Fox guys have a curfew?
No, please. Are you kidding me?
Imagine telling Terry Bradshaw you had to come in early.
Are you kidding me? The good thing about this group, and again, I work with three guys who are all Super Bowl winners. They understand, and we understand collectively, what it takes to make certain we're doing the right thing. These guys are up for the challenge. They recognize this is the time of the year when you really suck it up and deliver big, and that's been a real nice attitude to rely on with these three.
Well, we'll be like the rest of the country. We'll be watching you, JB.
All right, JB. Have a great broadcast.
Always, I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, and indeed, I look forward to it again.
Thank you, JB.
Hey, love you guys. Have a good weekend, too.
You too. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
There he is, one of a kind.
I couldn't believe after that, and he went to another Indeed. I love that. What a guy. He's great.
At Jillian Barbary.
Well, you know, he injected Terry Bradshaw into it, and I was just, you know.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're a big fan of Terry's.
That's right.
But not that big a fan. You wouldn't want him in the room.
You know how to quit him?
Yeah. Could you imagine that, Jillian Barbary? Something tells me... I don't know, man. I mean, she's attractive and all.
I think she'd be perfect.
I don't know.
I think she's Bonnie Bernstein on steroids.
I think she would talk too much.
I don't think she would.
I think she would probably.
I think she'd she'd want some quiet time after she.
I don't mean like dirty talk.
Right. No, I know what you mean.
No, she does what you
she
do.
Seems to
she
be.
Does exactly what you do. She's got the high energy thing. She chats all the time. That's why she's got the voice like this. But I bet you know what? Based on that voice, I bet she snores. I bet she snores like John Madden snores.
I wonder if Terry Bradshaw's teeth come out.
I bet he's got a partial.
Do you think his teeth come out?
He's probably got that partial for the ones in the middle. Probably.
I mean, after all, if I'm going to be in bed with both of them.
Who wants eggs? You want eggs?
Not funny.
Not sexy.
Not funny.
Not funny.
All right, bring in Jimmy Pimples for a second, would you please?
Sure.
Or Kevin, right, Kevin Pimples. Mm-hmm. There's this guy who's working here at the station now.
Yes.
Oh, and our thanks to JB from Fox NFL Sunday. Everybody knows that the world's best pregame show starts tomorrow at 3:30 East Coast, 12:30 West Coast on Fox.
Very good.
Fox NFL Sunday special Saturday.
Interesting edition. Picks he had. I didn't agree with all of his picks. Interesting.
So there's a guy who's like one of the many drones around here.
New intern of the station.
That runs part of the syndicated programming, that runs errands.
He's a very energetic young lad.
Yeah. Big fan of this show.
Huge fan.
Like to see that for a change.
He'll like to see the enthusiasm. He's a nice kid to be around.
Hard working.
He came in the other day, walked in the studio, and he's got all of his papers laying around everywhere. And it was like, I thought, again, like the time that we had like a 16-year-old answering the telephone to the front desk.
Yes.
I just thought they had some kids sitting in here watching the board. Mm-hmm. And he stood up and he said, Mr. Don, nice to meet you. A great, great bit yesterday. And was just shaking hands.
Yeah.
And
he's got quite a handshake.
Very approachable.
call him on his cell.
He's already departed?
He split?
I think he went to the drugstore.
We were going to have him on
the
show.
He must have a pretty big Stridex to get out of here.
Is there a sale on Clearasil?
He's listening right now, I'm sure.
Well, gosh, we wanted to...
I mean, it sounds like he listens to every show.
We wanted to, to give this...
But he missed when we were talking about him.
...while your party is reached.
Now, how do I get this feature?
This is his voicemail, I guess.
No, yeah, it's
a feature, though. It said, listen to this music while your party is reached. Oh. So you get this instead of a ring?
Make sure when you get him on the phone, you ask about the nicknames he wants to give you guys.
He wants to give us nicknames?
Yes.
And incidentally, this is just what I would get on my phone as well.
Your song?
You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi.
What the hell's going on?
Hey, what's going on? You reached Kevin's cell phone. I'm currently available at the moment. Yeah, that's right. Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Have a great and wonderful day.
See, enthusiastic.
I like Kevin.
Phone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To send a fax.
He's the Pendulette board op.
Wow.
That's so, exactly what that's his title.
Press 5.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Jimmy Pimples.
Kevin, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, dude, we wanted to introduce you to our audience.
We were infatuated with your enthusiasm.
Enthusiasms.
And we were wondering about your skin and wondering about your love of Bon Jovi.
And everything about you. We'd like to kind of put the spotlight on you, and that's why we're trying to hunt you down.
Now, we get Monday off because it's Martin Luther King Mattress Day.
That's right.
But I believe on Tuesday, we'd love to get you. So don't leave right at 3 o'clock. Hang around, son.
Yeah, we know you love the show, and we'd like to put you on the show.
Stick around, be a star.
Okay. And good luck. Good luck all weekend. Pop as many as you can.
And buy a comb.
Very good. Thank you, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
We truly appreciate it.
Bye, friend.
Bye. There you go. Well, there goes Jimmy Pimples.
It's good. Jimmy Pimples will be on the show Tuesday.
Kevin is his name.
That's right.
Man, he must have flown out of here.
I guess so.
God, you'd think people, after they're done with their shows, could just linger a little bit.
Take a lesson.
God, so irresponsible.
I want to hear that thing again. What was that thing that said, please hold?
Maybe there'll be another song this time.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Oh. Please check.
All right, hold on.
Dude.
He's 21.
21.
But he looks about 15.
He does. And he's happy.
Constantly.
Which is a nice change around here.
Yeah, positive outlook.
That spirit will be.
Enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Same thing.
You saying the spirit will be broken after a while?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's already starting to happen with young Jessica. Have you noticed that?
Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah.
I think so.
She's they're wearing her out. That's obvious.
Sure.
She comes, she used to come in like, hi, how are you? Hi. Now it's already... she's not mean or anything, but she's nice to us, but you can tell the enthusiasm is not there.
The bloom is off the rose.
Yeah.
Worn her down.
Oh, hold on a second. What's her number? 2890? Oh, why am I... Get a busy signal on that.
That's not right.
All right, now we'll try Jessica Rabbit, another one of the ladies that works here at the station.
See how she's doing.
Hello?
Hello?
Nope, I missed Who is this?
This is Eric.
Oh, it's the guy in the dump room.
I'm the dump room guy.
He looks like Cannon.
Oh, hi, Eric.
How's it going?
Okay. Hey, do you know what Jessica Rabbit's phone number is?
Let's see.
Take your time.
Yeah, 2890 is what I have.
2890?
2890, I believe.
What's your number?
I'm not sure. Let's see.
Number one.
2889.
Okay, I must have misdialed.
Alrighty.
Alright, bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty.
Alrighty then.
I'm told Jessica has made a Starbucks run.
Ah.
Oh.
Thank Funny you, she and Kevin are gone at the same time.
Hey, coincidence?
Okay.
I don't know.
I'd like to point out that Eric has a beautiful peaches and cream complexion.
All right, so
just faultless. Like Cannon.
All right, I've already called Kevin's phone back one time to hear it.
Right.
I want to hear this one more time too.
We're calling Billy Pimples.
Jimmy
Pimples.
The name was
Jimmy Pimples.
Him.
His real name is Kevin.
Real name Kevin.
Jimmy Pimples, though. Because it was great. Because it was stand by while we reach your party.
Right. The party you've called is reached.
The rocker you're trying to reach.
I know someone will call us and tell us what that service is.
Yeah, please.
I like that. Hello, Rip.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Don and Mike.
Don't start with me.
Hey, Rip, how are you? We wanted to call and say happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, you're on the air.
I guess the gift didn't arrive. The diamond cuff links were completely ignored.
We just wanted to tell you happy birthday. We left you a message.
I got gifts from everybody but Don and Mike. I don't understand it.
Yeah, we're sending gifts for your 39th birthday. We are very excited about it.
Is it ticking? Is it a gift that's ticking?
Of course not. We love you, Rip.
Yeah, so is your face. Well, I gave President Bush for Christmas.
What did you give President Bush for Christmas?
A word-a-day dictionary. Yep, a word-a-day.
All right, well, Rippy Dippy, go back to sleep. We didn't mean to wake you up.
I went to Billy Crystal's opening last night. It was just sensational. One of the red carpet A parties, you know what I mean.
Of course. You're a major star, Rip.
Well, not that, but I'm still working. They haven't caught on yet.
How are you going to be celebrating your birthday today, Rip?
Well, I'm going to drink to your health and completely ruin mine. Having vodka and prune juice, calling it a pile driver. But listen, keep in touch.
Oh, he's on, ladies and gentlemen. We caught him at a good moment. That's You're always in a good moment.
Yes, you are.
When the cufflinks arrive, I'll have the jeweler's eye to see if they're diamonds. You understand.
God bless you, Rip.
Don't forget to call me again. I may have some dirt.
All right, now, Rip, hold on. Well, never mind. We have your address, but we do have a gift for you. We have the Ryobi 18-volt Super Combo Kit, an affordable and innovative toolkit from a brand you can trust. Ryobi, available now at Home Depot.
That's all we had in the prize closet?
That's a power tool.
Rip, you must be thrilled with that gift.
No, that'll be fine, because if it's a screwdriver, I can always use it and think of you, too.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Rip. Happy birthday.
You as Brookback Mountain. Now, listen. listen to me.
Yes, okay, right, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, have you got a hat? I want to wear my hair. I can wear your call letters around.
Oh, yes, we'll send you a hat.
Well, why are you so surprised? Be creative, for God's sake.
We'll send you a free FM hat.
Yes. No, Mike would have thought of it. You have a portable radio or a Sirius radio or a 2X t-shirt, I'll wear that.
Watch it with the S word.
What, a t-shirt?
Serious.
No, you said S-H-I.
But, Howard's name never came up.
No. You can say serious all you want. I don't think you realize you dropped the S-bomb
The S-bomb.
But let me tell you something, pal. I have a show on that called Rapping with Rip on the Way to Broadway.
Rapping with Rip on the Way to Broadway?
Broadway show.
Channel 28. Like thank you.
Well, okay. There's a plug for you. And
you
brought
it up, Harry. Leave me alone.
But that stuck. That stock continues to climb.
Will you be doing anything exciting on your birthday tonight, Rip?
I'm really gonna go to have dinner with some friends and then cut my wrist. But that'll be all.
Well, you look wonderful, even though this is radio.
Now look at the website. See where I was in New York. I'm still working on my one man play called It Ain't All Confetti.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That what great. Town are you in again?
Washington D.C., the nation's capital.
Close. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Rip.
Happy birthday.
Thank you,
Rip.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I really didn't expect he'd pick up. See, I thought you would think that I was calling Jimmy Pimples and we would get his answering machine again.
And there was Rip Taylor.
I got no Christmas card from him this year.
Celebrating his 72nd birthday today.
Wow. Last year's Christmas card was him doing the hula.
And I like, hey, we got a couple of lines from old.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Guys, how you doing? Good Friday.
Oh, Buzz has just gone to RipTaylor.com.
Yes.
It's a handsome picture of a handsome man.
Front page says enter.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Hello?
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, I'll just let you know that that's called Verizon ringback tones. Instead of hearing the ring, you just hear the music you pick.
Verizon.
Also, another thing.
The thing is, I imagine that it would really piss people off after a while if, like, first off, it's a moot point because who doesn't love everything Bon Jovi's ever done?
Absolutely.
But let's say that you got a band that wasn't as beloved as Bon Jovi.
I liked them before they performed at Six Flags. For me to poop on.
Let's say it was the Squirrel Nut Zippers or whatever that you're crazy for.
Right.
And how much would you drive your friends crazy?
Oh, look who's come in. It's Jessica.
Oh, hi, Jessica Rabbit.
Guys.
Is that a latte? Did you get a latte?
No, I got a vanilla almond frappuccino.
A vanilla almond frappuccino.
Have they broken your spirit yet here?
A rough couple of weeks.
Really? See, that's how it starts. It starts with a rough couple of weeks, and then it's like a rough month, and then it's just rough all the time.
Nobody's going to break my spirit.
Good.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
You.
Okay.
Hang in there.
We had heard some reports that you had had a rough couple of weeks around here.
Who gave you these reports?
No, Rob did. Rob actually spied on you. And then I saw you come in the other day, and it looked like you looked put upon.
See, like Rob just handed me a note to ask you if you went surfing this weekend.
No, going this weekend surfing. I'm going.
You're going surfing. Now, are you on the internet, or are you actually going in the water?
In the water.
Where are you going surfing?
Virginia Beach.
It's going to be winter.
It's time. Freezing cold.
What are you doing?
Suit.
You go. Do people do that in the? Really?
Yeah.
It's frigid. Are you a surfer? Have you surfed before?
Only for a couple years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
A tight wetsuit, right? Wetsuit. I say wetsuit.
Spider-Man.
Well, used in the internet, the web, surfing, all kind of runs together. But you're fine? Your spirits are still high?
Yep.
They haven't completely beaten you down?
Is it a one-piece wetsuit or a two-piece?
One.
I know, they only come in one. Do you wear a helmet?
No.
I worry about you. I don't want you doing that thing, you know, you hear about someone, you know, they do them, boom, and then boom, they're out.
Dennis Wilson.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah, well, mm-hmm. That was a terrible act.
Tragically, Dennis Wilson. All right, so the good news is that Jessica Rabbit, your spirit, has not been broken yet.
Nope.
And have you met the new employee, Jimmy Pimples? Kevin is his name?
He's actually from where I grew up.
Really? He is?
In the same area.
Uh-huh. That's kidding me. He's from Pimpleton?
Pimpleton, Wisconsin.
You're kidding me. he's from...
And we kid him because we like him. We wouldn't kid him if we didn't like him.
He's from Zit City?
No, you can't improve on Pimpleton.
You really can't.
Yeah,
Pimpleton is flawless.
He's from Blemish, Virginia? No, you're right. No, Pimpleton's the best.
He's from 1111 Whitehead Lane, Pimpleton, Wisconsin.
We were just trying to call him. We can't get a hold of him. We'd like to introduce him to our audience the same way that we've introduced you to our audience.
I'll go find him for you.
Yeah. Oh. 1111 Whitehead Lane, Pimpleton, Wisconsin, in the middle of Puss County.
All right, Jessica Rabbit, have a good Friday, and glad you're doing okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
There she goes. Jessica Rabbit, everybody.
She seemed happy today, but she had her mocha almond latte frap.
Yeah, no, she's getting her spirit broken.
Yeah, she's on the way. When they have the two bad weeks, that's the start.
That's all I know. As I come back from vacation, ask Rob what's going on. I get all of the info from Rob.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yes, hello. Oh, yeah, the guy about the ringtones.
Yeah, it's from Verizon. I think they're the only ones that have it right now.
All right.
They're headquartered in Pimpleton, aren't they?
hey, guys.
Yeah, dude.
I was the one who called and let you know that Mark Rippon signed with our Super Rochester Raiders.
Oh, thanks for the tip.
No problem. And also, you know, you guys need a place to stay. My basement's freaking huge. So.
Oh, fantastic.
That's when we come to Rochester.
See you tonight.
Yep. Right.
You correct. Know, since they have so much in common, maybe she could be Kevin's squeeze.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
How did that ad used to go for Oxy 5? It was,
which would you rather have, a few less cents or a few more zits? They could watch cartoons on the weekend together. Watch Roadrunner cartoons, you know, when the Roadrunner would always get all those new products from Acme.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Okay, let's just stop this. Let's end this. Let's really, seriously, let's all go get in my car now and pull a Robert Young. Let's just end this.
The show will be ending a little early today.
When we come back, oh, God, I'd love to get into this thing about Michael Hughes, the general manager, and his love of warm wine.
Yes.
However, we do have a very exciting in-studio guest. Robert Mailman.
Robert Mailman, right. Who is has an awful lot going on today, a lot of different levels.
Now, not only do we believe he has secured the Xbox 360 for Mike, he has also brought in food. He's quite the
delicious.
Accomplished chef. Yeah. Oh, now, Buzz, you like the food.
I did, very much.
Because Mike didn't and Rob didn't.
I haven't had any of the
That was great.
John Norman did also, though.
All right, so it's 50-50 Honest Food today. Mm-hmm. But the real reason that he's come in is that he's going to be telling us about how he got busted at a high-stakes poker game. Or maybe busted, not the right word.
I think something, maybe they were raided or something like that.
That's all I know.
Who knows?
He was in a high-stakes poker game. And, well, he's got the story that he'll tell us about in just a moment.
And for some strange reason, he's wearing formal wear today.
He has on an actual tuxedo today.
Looks good.
Gold vest.
Yeah, with a gold vest
and a gold tie. And, of course, the Los Angeles Lakers hat.
Yes, very, very exciting. It's, you know, it's always something when he's here.
So we've got Bobby Mailman coming up when we come back from the break. And, well, we never got a hold of Kevin Pimples. And I didn't even tell you about Rob's solution to a flat tire. I have to tell you about that on some future show.
Really?
I got time to tell you real fast.
Go ahead. Yeah,
whenever you mention Rob and Solution, I get nervous, queasy.
It's not the final solution.
Okay.
So, it's a temporary solution.
Rob's on his way to work. Okay, here's the setup. Rob gets out of his house, leaves his house, and goes to his car and sees that he has a flat tire.
The Caprice, the front right tire, is now, down to the rim flat.
Okay.
No.
Here's how the mind of Bob Spiewak works. Little Bobby Spiewak.
There he is.
Now, you could change the tire.
Right.
Have a full-size spare.
Mm-hmm. Nay, nay. What you do is get out your air compressor, and you fill it up with enough air so that you'll be able to drive to a gas station.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then when you drive to the gas station, you get out again, and you fill it up again. Then when you get another 5 or 6 minutes down the road, you stop at another gas station. And as you continue to go to work...
Two gas stations got me to Merchants.
You stop at two separate gas stations. Uh-huh. You fill the thing up with air. Then you make it somehow to Merchant's Tire.
Now, you see, there was science involved. There's not just, guessing here. I filled it and then timed it to see how long it would take to go down.
Wow.
And I realized
So you had a fast leak, though. It wasn't a slow leak.
It was 12 minutes.
Wow.
From full to flat. So I knew the gas stations I could hit, and I stayed off the highway because you don't want to tax that tire.
Oh, nice to see safety first, Rob.
Well, I was able to get a new stem on it. And got it all fixed for under $20.
It's just the way his mind.
That's the most important thing right there.
No, really, the most important thing to him was that he was so thrilled when he asked me to give him a ride to the tire place last night to pick his car up. Mm-hmm. The thing he was most thrilled about is that when he left his house, he was pissed because he had a flat tire, yet he did not have to dirty his hands. He did not have to change
the
tire.
And it's hard to get the tire back just right in
how
the
do
trunk.
You have a compressor at your house?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Right, so that's how you had the initial fill of air.
And then the timing. As you wait. And when I got to Merchants, he said, which is flat? I said, the one that's whistling.
Mine like a steel trap.
It really, I mean, when you got out, you could hear.
And he was so thrilled. You should have heard him. He was saying to me, I timed it perfectly, because getting in there and getting the spare out is such a hassle. I didn't want to do the jacket.
So that's the real thing, not dirtying the hands.
That's right.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Look at these.
These surgeons.
They're already dirty.
These pianists, dove-like hands.
I call it a major victory, Don. A major victory over science.
Those beautiful Will and Grace hands.
Rob Spiewak's temporary solution.
Oh, and God, please.
Those hands aren't designed to change tires. They're designed to arrange flowers.
Stop me now from going on and on about the excitement of yet another live Will and Grace.
Oh.
Where anything can happen.
Yeah, Matt Lauer.
One of them touched his buttock last night.
So exciting.
One of them. I mean, that's why I watched the live Will and Grace. Right.
How is that show still on the air? It's on the air because of Chicks.
Last season.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be the last season.
I would think.
You know, the one that I think that I probably find the most attractive on the show is the chick that does the voice. That you know that
Megan Mullally or whatever. I wouldn't kick Deborah Messing out of bed.
Mm.
No.
Highly overrated, I think.
So funny.
And I think
she's got Rob's tire though. There's a little flat there. I believe.
She needs a new step.
Camera likes her though.
Yeah, but you know what? She's one of those that I've seen real pretty pictures of her.
Right.
And then you see her like on a talk show. And
not as much.
She ain't all that.
You're probably right. And Megan Mullally certainly has some assets. It's Mullally.
Mullally.
I guess so. And boy, who did I see on the Regis show the other day? Oh, that piece of ass from CSI, Emily Proctor.
Oh yeah. How did she look outside of that show?
Oh,
better.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. And I got the feeling when they were interviewing her that she's just as dumb as a box of rocks.
Oh, really? Would you let her test your bullets?
Yeah, yes, you bet I would.
It's a good thing.
You bet I would. And then they showed some ridiculous clip. I guess she's going to be in Big Mama's House, too.
Hey!
That's exciting.
So she was talking about how thrilling it was to work with Martin. And before they mentioned the movie that she was going to be in, she was sitting there talking to Regis and Kelly, and I'm just looking at her and thinking, God damn, that's a pretty woman. And she's got the whole Southern accent going, and she's... But she... you know what I mean? As they ask a question, she responds just one beat later because she's just a little slow, and she kept talking about what it was like to work with Martin. And I was thinking, why would Martin Scorsese put her in a movie, and then Regis says, let's go to the clip of you in Big Mama's House 2.
Yeah, the Lawrence Martins.
That's right. And then
Big Mama House 2. That, you know, there's certain movies that just scream to have a sequel made.
And listen, I didn't see the first one. I'm a fan of Martin Lawrence, I guess, like everybody is. I kind of, he's okay. But it seems to me that in this one, he's not really committing to the role.
Yeah.
This time, at least in the clip that I saw with this chick, Emily Proctor, it looked like Martin Lawrence wearing a wig. I mean, he didn't look as convincing as he did the first time when he really went all the way.
You really thought you were looking at an aged black woman.
Big Mama.
I thought they threw him in the loony bin.
Well, they did for a while.
He was like, better now?
Wasn't he running out on the street brandishing a weapon or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
and that's
half
never
naked
good.
Or something. I think he's 100% naked.
No, I think it was the opposite. I think it was a 100-degree day, and he was out allegedly jogging or exercising, and he had on like Under Armour and all of these things that make your body hotter, and he totally dehydrated.
Oh, okay. Right.
I think, although later you might be right, he might have also had an episode of running around naked.
I think so.
I think he find something in the middle.
Martin Lawrence has wigged out. We've had news stories about him kind of going nuts.
Yeah, but thank goodness there's something for me to look forward to now.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mama's House 2
with Emily Proctor. I like Martin Lawrence. I like his father, too. Steve.
His mom, though. Boy, he had problems with Edie. Edie.
Everybody has problems with Edie Gourmet. Edie Gourmet Lawrence. Stephen Edie.
Stephen Edie.
Still performing in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Marvelous.
You still see him on marquees out there. Of course, you see the amazing Jonathan out there, too.
Yeah. And for the last time, what is so freaking amazing about him?
His look on the billboard where he does that thing with his eye.
Last trivia question. Who's got the best 10 o'clock show in Las Vegas, according to all of the bus boards?
I know.
Rob, you do know. I don't know.
I know you do know.
Oh, wait a minute.
Come on, Mike. Come on.
Best 10 o'clock show.
You can name it.
Right. It's celebrity, right?
Yeah.
A celebrity?
A celebrity.
A plus.
I have no idea. I'm out. I don't know.
I've forgotten.
George Wallace,
the best 10 o'clock show.
He's at the Flamingo.
That's what it says.
Fantastic.
If you go to Vegas, on every cab, on every bus, the best 10 o'clock show in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And God damn it, they're right.
George Wallace.
But all the cab drivers will send you to Danny Gans.
I would no more go to that show. Not even. You can't even go to the Danny Gans show for like comedic value. Like you can go see Newton.
Yes, you can. I bet we could.
You think we could go and have fun at Danny Gans?
I bet we could.
Rob was terribly disappointed when Rob and I were in Vegas, went to see George Wallace. He thought it would be the George Wallace that he wanted to vote for president.
Regretfully, he's passed.
Yeah, what they can do, dig him up and wheel him out?
Rob thought it was still the show that was being done by wheelchair.
Thought he'd tell some of his great jokes.
We'll be back and we'll find out about Robert, the mailman, at his high stakes poker game. And our thanks to JB from Fox NFL Sunday. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know that there are network people who ask for hands on hips, shake your head, more money attitude, more life, more beef. Everybody wear, put the hat on backwards. Everybody walk with the hip walk. And they all center around what I call minstrel show characters. And the only thing is you don't have to put the makeup on.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. Dr. Cosby.
When they lay it out, they play it out. Don and Mike.
Thank you, whoever it is that emailed to donandmikewebsite.com, fantribute.com, Emily Proctor. It's like a Mr. Skin thing almost. She's been topless in some movies, and it's a little montage. Oh, bring in Robert Mailman. I'm playing one of his favorite songs, I hope.
Wow.
Starberry, letter 23.
She's hot.
By the Brothers Johnson.
Oh, there it is.
Here now is Bobby Mailman, and look
there
at that.
It
As
is.
Promised, he delivers the Xbox 360 for Mike.
Robert, that's the nicest thing you have ever done for me.
We ain't done yet, bro.
We're not done yet?
No.
What do you mean? Is that good or bad?
It's whatever you want it to be. I ain't been paid yet. What you putting your hands on the merchandise for, son?
Okay. Right, I got the money right here. How much? Where's the receipt?
Receipt? Excuse me. We don't need
I'm
no
putting
receipt.
$5 on top of the receipt price.
Nah, come on, man.
What?
You're a hooker brother. You can do better than $5.
All right, that's the amount right there?
Yeah, $400. You ain't got a point.
$419.98?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Why are you being so hostile?
You know why.
Because of the food?
That's part of it, son.
What do you mean part of it?
Because you didn't have to go there, man.
What?
Everybody's enjoyed it but you, and you're the person I'm trying to impress the most.
You know what, Robert?
What?
The pasta was overcooked.
All right. No, you see, Robert Mailman brought some food in today.
I wish I could curse, because I kick both
of the initials.
Watch
Use
me
the initials.
Count. Watch you me count them, because it's 20s. I got 20s.
20s?
Okay. I couldn't get larger bills.
Hey, you enjoyed it, didn't you? You
I
liked
did.
It.
I liked it very much.
You're a great man.
Thank
you're
you.
A, you're a wise beyond well, your years.
The shrimp,
These
the mushroom.
These two DAs are...
40.
Well, How you doing?
And Robert, I'm doing great. And you know,
good to see you, brother.
I'm sticking to my diet.
Yeah.
I would have tried it. I want to just tell you what I told Mike. Looked delicious. Smelled delicious.
It was delicious. You know, you can't please white folks. You really
no, you can't.
Can.
That's the problem
What's
with white people.
What's with these 20s, man? Are these greasy, your workers not going to get paid this week?
Four.
Okay, Mike is still counting out the money for his Xbox.
Come on, man.
Robert was nice enough to find a Circuit City that had an Xbox.
Yeah, let's give praise to
right.
Tyson's Corner, Circuit City. Bill, I told you I'd give you a shout out.
Right.
Thank you for getting them Xbox, and I can present it to the white man.
Very nice.
So what's this? Okay, 100.
Come on. We're wasting valuable
two,
time here.
Oh, okay. So how you doing?
All right.
What's been happening?
Here you go. Hey, there it is. You got it. You know what? I'll give you $500.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
well,
that's
hey,
nice.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Does that make it all better?
Not about the food,
All right.
Though.
But about the food, you don't cook pasta in the crock pot.
I didn't cook it in the crock pot.
Did you get him games?
I thought his Mexican minions from his restaurant,
yeah,
they could acquire all that stuff he needs, you know, wireless remote.
Is this the high-def thing?
Yes, sir. You got this is the core, right. But
this
I went and bought you the
memory. You've played it before, right?
I've got it, yeah.
Yeah,
great.
He won't play, but brother,
right.
You know.
And what, you got something
he
else
He refused
here.
To play. This is the hard drive.
Okay.
This is boring, but you have to have that.
Right.
So that's combined with this. Because this is the base model.
Okay, the base model. Then you combine
you
it with the hard
top,
drive, and you're all
it.
Set. You're all good set. To go, right?
High def.
Yes, you've got it.
That's how it works.
You're going to need some wireless controllers.
Okay.
If you're going to need if you're going to
you
play
have one controller.
If you're
going
to play
right.
online, you're going to
okay.
have to
I'm
get.
I'm not going
to
play online.
Okay. Well, then you're set.
I get the wireless controllers. I'll do that. That's it. You're the man, Robert. Thank
cool.
you very much. I appreciate that. Really, I do.
No
That's great.
No
well.
Anytime,
now, thank you, Robert.
Need a hooker?
Bobby, why are you wearing a tuxedo today?
Because it's funny. It was either this or the Laker outfit, and you all.
You know that tuxedo looks like something that Cedric would wear.
The entertainer?
Yes.
Well, I just went to a wedding in L.A. I just went to L.A. while you were on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Had a blast.
Cool.
And how many times you get to wear a tuxedo? So I said, it's either Laker uniform or tuxedo. And you're so important now to the station, I better wear a tuxedo.
Right,
with
so,
this lineup you got.
And he is wearing it with sneakers. He is wearing it with sneakers.
All right, so Bobby Mailman, not only here to get Mike the Xbox.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Thank you for doing that.
Well done.
Now, let's talk about what happened to you while we were on vacation.
Okay, there's a little background, but I'll make it quick.
Okay.
In Northern Virginia, for those who are listening, in Virginia,
yeah.
It is legal to have a poker tournament at your house as long as the house doesn't take a rake. to the dumb asses out there, that means as long as the house ain't making money,
right,
you can have 1,000 people at your house playing poker. I've been immersed in the poker. I've told you this before. Mm-hmm. It's one of my vices. I love cards.
Yeah.
So using my little bit of celebrity through your show, I've become welcome to these tournaments.
So as long as nobody is profiting outside of the people that are playing, right, if somebody wins, if it's just a bunch of guys, it doesn't matter what the stakes are,
right,
you can have as big a money game at your house as you want.
According to the police in Virginia that they keep putting in the paper, every time they have an article, they say it's legal. Right.
The places that I've heard that get in trouble, the places that are like, you know, where some guy's got a whole casino going in his basement, and there's a house that's taking money.
Yeah,
right.
Like when every pot, the house takes 10%.
Well, think of the movie Rounders. I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's illegal. That's illegal.
Okay. Remember Ed Norton's whole... Right. It was Ed Norton, right?
Right.
Who ended up getting the house, and his dad got pissed at him, and he... Anyway, great movie, Rounders.
And a simple way to explain that, I would think, is that if you go to somebody's house, and you got a bunch of guys sitting around a table, and it's a big money game, it doesn't matter. As long as somebody in the group is dealing, if you go to a place where there's a dealer...
I'm getting my movies mixed up. Rounders was a separate movie. I'm thinking about Boiler Room with Giovanni... What's his name?
Ribisi.
No,
Rounders is the right movie.
No. But in Boiler Room, it's where the slicky boy from the .com company
starts out where he's got the illegal
finds games. The guy that's running the illegal poker thing out of his house, and that's where his dad gets mad at him.
Ah,
but it's
right.
The same deal in Rounders. They find games as
in Boiler Room. He starts out as that's how he's making his living, is running an illegal game.
And remember when he gets busted, then he says to his dad, "But you'd be so proud of me. It's like the only thing that I've ever done in my life. Then I do good.
Right.
Dad, it turns a profit."
Seth, it's illegal. Isn't his name Seth?
Yeah.
How the hell do I remember that?
Because Boiler Room is one of those great friggin' movies. Like when all those big, dumb Wall Street apes are sitting around watching the movie Wall Street.
What's the line from Vin Diesel when he says to the guy, "Do you want something delivered to your..."
To your mansion?
Do you want it delivered to your mansion or your yacht?
And they're all sitting around. It's all of these just big, obnoxious, huge-necked guys wearing their slicky suits. They're watching the movie Wall Street, and they're repeating the lines verbatim. They know it.
That's it. James Caan's son is in that movie,
too. Can we focus back on me, please?
We're just trying to set up these high-stakes poker games.
I can settle down. I got this. So a couple of months ago, there was a robbery. One of these high-stakes games got robbed at gunpoint with a shotgun.
Wow.
So we have to protect ourselves. That's in the back of our minds. So through different people, I heard about this high-stakes poker game. I can't mention the guy's name, but it's in the area.
Dan Snyder.
Right. it was Marion Barry. Okay. No, I didn't mean that. Don't go there.
Bottle pay cards.
Okay. Get the white stuff off your nose, man. Okay. So through the show and through connections, I got into this high stakes poker game.
Right.
Now the first time, this guy's house looks like a ride at Disneyland.
James Carville, right?
I don't know Carver. Is that ice cream cookie puss?
Right. Okay. So you're at this guy's house.
So I'm at this guy's house. I play, get my ass busted. Boom, I'm out of there. So he emails me.
When you say you get your ass busted, you mean you lost the...
You lose your money.
I lost a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
Lost a lot of money.
Right.
So the lower end tournaments where the whole thing is like a grand, they're still having their little tournaments, but they're scared since the robbery. But I'm legal.
You're talking about a different game. The first game you went to was really big money?
No, it was small.
All right.
Through that small game, I got to the bigger and bigger game.
Okay.
I found out about this big, big high-stakes game.
And that's the one at Gordon Peterson's house.
No, it was it was your boy, James Brown. Big wuss. I hate that guy.
Why
do you hate JB?
Because he's a wuss, man. The guy can't even... A black man that can't joan on a goofy-ass white boy on his own without your help?
Oh, come on.
That is pathetic.
Come on.
He is pathetic. Yeah. He is white toast. He really is.
The truth is, you have no idea what James Brown goes through on that show. That he's got guys.
I watched the show.
He's got guys talking. He's got guys talking in his ear all the time.
He needs a laminated page.
Oh, he doesn't need that.
Joke from you guys.
Yes, he does.
Joan on that ass. you know, on that loser.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's always controversial
anyway,
when Robert
anyway,
is here.
Always. I'm sorry, James Brown is a wuss to me. That's just me.
No, I mean, he's great.
He's non-offensive. He can come to your house anytime he wants.
He's well spoken.
He's educated. He's edumacated. He's rich. You know, so the richer you get, the whiter you get. That's what it is.
Yeah.
The more money you have, you gotta leave that black at home. Leave the black at home.
God damn it, man! You are a one trick pony. I love you though. I love your one trick.
One trick pony.
All right, let's get back to your poker game.
So the second time I go to this guy's house and we're playing.
Is 30 grand.
And after you get eliminated,
okay,
there's a cash table that's up to like 10 grand.
Wow.
So I look to my right, and you can see his backyard.
Are you getting moist thinking about this, Mike?
Sure as hell am.
Oh, man. He's had World Series of Poker guys at his house.
It's going to be off-air quiz time for Robert after we're done.
He's had several helicopters in his backyard. I mean, the guy is rich.
Okay.
So I look to my right, and I see a clad in black. Just say clad in black. And the door opens. Open the door. Open the door. Shock and awe. Dozen of Fairfax Finest. Machine guns.
Whoa.
SWAT team like a mother.
Jesus Whoa. Christ. Like something out of a movie, right?
Yeah, I mean, like on A&E, like all the TV
they
shows.
They have ski masks on?
They had the full gear.
Oh, my God.
They had MP5s. They had everything.
Oh, wow.
It was definitely shock and awe. So they're like,
why do you get better sound on that than on an MP3?
Yeah.
I mean, an MP5.
Louder.
Starberry.
All right, so you're at this thing, and all of a sudden the cops come through.
Yes, late in the night, here they come. Boom! Put your hands up. Da-da-da. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah. Jesus. How many guys are there?
At least 60.
Oh, so this is a big deal.
A big deal. And it's like, oh, yes, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Any of you have a weapon? Raise your hand.
Oh, no.
I got one.
You're packing?
Always.
Are you the only one there that is?
No.
A lot of people raise their hands?
Well, no, not that I saw.
Because
like
of
one
the robbery.
Two.
Right
now, are you allowed to have a gun?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
But that's not what's going through my mind. Number one, all you see is police.
Right.
No name badges. I'm thinking it's enough money in here that you could get, you know, like an organized gang in here to take the money and rob all of us.
So you see that they're wearing the SWAT uniforms, but you don't see any identification.
They had no name badges.
Oh, I get it. So you think it might be guys coming in like in a movie.
We might be getting
ganked. You might be getting robbed by guys who are pretending to be cops.
Exactly. Right. That's going through my head. I'm like, oh, S, because they secure the place, you know.
Right.
It's like two or three on each table.
Why are you doing this dangerous ass?
I love poker, man. That's my only vice, man.
Not your only vice.
I haven't really been chasing the ass lately. I've been just chilling.
Oh, no, hold on a second.
These
hold
games
on.
Get busted all the time, Robert.
Your number one vice is the poontang.
Always.
Always.
Well, I've been on a dry spell lately. That's a whole nother story. Don't go there. That's a whole nother story.
Okay. All right.
It's been a while. Yes. You want to talk about poker, you want to talk about ass. We'll do either one. I can't do both.
All right, let's talk about poker.
Okay, so the SWAT team's in there, and the only thing, poker in the ass. Yeah, exactly. The only thing that scared me.
I said
me,
poker and the ass.
That's exactly what you said.
The strange thing is they had the Fairfax County patch on, but it was blacked out.
Huh.
It was smudged out, so you really couldn't tell what it was. So I was nervous.
That's weird. That's fear factor
Let me be honest though. They secured. I got secured more than everybody else
because
I had a
weapon.
Yeah. You just said I was secure.
Because you had a gun.
Right. They took the weapon. They said, sir, are you from Virginia? Because I had the gold on. I had the bling bling.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been D.C., you know.
Right. Do you think that's what they were going for when they asked you about that?
I'm sure.
Okay.
You know, I was the only man of color there, pretty much.
All right.
So they were like, are you
What about the waiters? What about like the service?
The guy that parked the car, he was black.
Right, yeah.
He wasn't black.
Okay.
Yeah,
welcome to Daniel Snyder's poker party there.
So It's so funny.
Just, come on inside.
Boy, you going to it with that. All you need is some, you know, black polish.
Right. I know. Hello, Rollins.
Love that. You love that. Yeah, okay.
Say, man, how come you're not serving drink? What do you mean? You're playing in this game?
I'm Robert De Niro, man. Remember? I'm a celebrity. After you.
I love you on that show. Okay. All right, so you're in this thing.
So why do they have the thing smudged out, do you think? I mean, what is that about? I mean, I thought they come in with...
Were they the real cops?
Yes, because... Of course, further down the line, the patrol officers start showing up and the detectives.
Right.
So, at first, I'm sweating bullets. Number one, I'm scared because of the implications. If I'm gonna get in trouble, I'm gonna really get in trouble.
Right.
That means I can put this delicately. Two of my three jobs. Black man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always scared.
Exactly.
You know, you never know when you might get pulled over by Don's evil twin.
Right.
You know,
this is
exactly.
True.
Mm-hmm. So they check the gun out and they start questioning people and they start sending people home. And they make up. They said, we're not after you guys. We're after the owner. So you guys aren't in trouble. We leave you alone. And let me tell everybody for the record.
Yeah.
Fairfax Finest could not be more professional.
Good.
And not more conscious that they weren't trying to upset anybody. But these poker players, I'm more mad at the white guys that I was playing with because they're cavalier. They're like, yeah, man, what's going on? And the police, as soon as they start talking, shut up.
Yep.
Keep quiet.
Right.
This is very serious. Just keep quiet. Okay. I'm nervous. You know, black man with a whole bunch of police. Mm-hmm. There might be an accident up in this camp. So, and one of the Vietnamese guys, he's playing with his chips, you know, he's playing with his hair. He's disgusted because he wants to get back to playing or whatever.
Right.
But I'm taking it very seriously. So they get around talking to me and they're like, we don't want to bother. We're after him.
Well, you're probably taking it seriously because you have two guns as well. And they're giving you some special attention.
They give me a little special.
I know you're legal, but still, right. You got two guns.
One of the weapons was in my vehicle. I told them to search my car. Not remembering that I had two boxes of porno in there.
Nothing illegal about that.
But the guy came back. He said, well, we checked your other weapon, and it's good. You're clean. But you sure have a lot of porno in your car. I said, well, I work at night, and that's what we do. We watch porno, and we, and I sell
But
porno.
It sounds to me like you're doing what cops would be happy that you're doing. You're going beyond being cooperative.
That's the guy said, they went to talk to me, they said, this guy here has been nothing but cooperative, so he's cool.
Mm-hmm. You know? So what happened? Good. You were not arrested.
I was not arrested.
You were not arrested.
Were they looking for the guy that that ran the game?
They got him.
Was he in trouble?
Yes, he's in trouble because he had a weapon on him. He's a convicted felon.
Oh, dear.
Can't do that.
No. Ah, gotcha.
Big problem.
She was at G. Gordon Liddy's house.
Yeah, so he's in trouble.
Welcome.
But their reason for coming there is...
Good evening, gentlemen. We will be feasting on Kimona Dragon this evening.
And please notice that while all the servants are colored, I've invited one African gentleman to join us playing. He is giving
me pornography.
Twisted in the side, Mike.
Featuring the lovely Diana.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She looks real good. Dang, that's a snuff film, ain't it? She looks terrible. All right, Rob. I still deliver your mail.
You should know that we did not go on the air with this, but before we left for vacation,
mm-hmm.
one of our idiot listeners, John, came in with an email from the website and said, somebody emailed right in and said, oh, look at this. They had your name, your real name. Robert Mailman busted at a high-stakes poker party, arrested with guns.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know whether you can. You don't even have to go there if you don't want to, but I'm filled with questions about this.
Sure.
It seems to me this kind of police presence, although that's the way they raid these games, anytime there's gambling, did you sense that there was something like maybe more of an agenda with these lawmen that happen to be dropping in on this game?
Yes, because when the article finally came out about it,
okay.
They said the reason for being there in the first place,
uh-huh.
Putting it nicely as I can, I don't know what the guy's doing, but from my viewpoint, they said that he was taking a rape. The house was taking a rape.
Right.
And personally, it's my opinion, Fairfax County, that it's kind of unlikely that this guy with a multi-million dollar home and millions of dollars, he's rich, is taking a rake from this, to him, a low-end poker tournament.
Right, okay.
I think he's just doing it for the love of the game.
So he didn't need the money is what you're
saying. He didn't need the money, but he got busted for the...
He's doing it for the love of the game.
These guys love poker.
It's like when you're talking about like a football player.
These guys love poker.
Say one more. He's doing it for the love of the game.
If I was rich, I'd have the same game in my house. I wouldn't want to go to a casino. I'd invite... Well, you wouldn't come, obviously, but I'd invite all my friends.
Did you have to throw away your underpants that night?
No. But I was weirded out, because once I was let go, it was like, a weird experience.
Was there a creep factor at the game itself? You said there were a bunch of guys there.
These guys were all, rich guys. They're all rich. Right. Everybody's rich. I'm the poorest guy there.
Yeah, but they were all white. Don't you? You always have a problem with white people.
I don't have a problem with white people playing poker, because race goes out of it. I've been to a game where race came into it, uh-huh, because one of the guys was drunk and he was trying to be that friendly, I like black people friendly, trying to put his arm around him. He's real annoying, and I wanted to punch him in his mouth, and I would have got fired for that, but, the bottom line is, I'm cool, I'm straight with Fairfax County, I have no problem with them.
Good, thank God. That must have been scary, though, they came. How many cops showed up, do you think?
I thought about 20.
Whoa.
The paper reported like half a dozen, mm-hmm, a lot more than that.
All right.
But I'm cool, everything's cool, right, I'm not playing poker anymore. I'm not playing. I'm done.
Right.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. Man, I can't afford that.
You're not playing poker anymore, and Mike's not eating candy bars anymore. And I'm not drinking vodka anymore, and
I can't risk it, fellas. I have responsibility.
It would seem to me, if you want to do that, as opposed to getting into the big tournament, you could just find yourself a decent money game that was, that you were comfortable
money
with.
Those are still out there.
Yeah. Exactly. Not that kind of money, Rob.
Hello there.
Money.
Is this
by the way,
working?
The junkies were supposed to be there, and they're a bunch of a-holes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Rob, would you do this thing for me?
I told them about it, and they were going to come, but they had an appearance at a Chuck E. Cheese somewhere that night.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Hey, do you wash your hands after the porno before the mail?
No, I don't. I don't wash it either one. I don't believe in washing my hands after I use the bathroom.
Hello there.
It's my junk.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
I mean, I can see if I was holding yours.
It's our doorknob.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
How you doing? I just wanted to say something. I heard something a little bit different at that poker game.
Hurry up.
I heard that they actually busted the whole game because there was a policeman who was working security there.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Oh, that's true as well. So there was a cop there, too. Wow.
Hey, but he was working security.
Was he in trouble?
Is this in the Penny Saver? How come I'm not reading
this? It's on the internet, and he came on the Washington Post a couple weeks ago. I'll email you the article.
All right.
That's probably while you and I were away.
Okay.
Yeah, for your indefinite vacation.
Hey, are we back or not?
How many months did you take?
Are we back or not?
I really missed Don's
and Mike's. Less than 1 month.
Yeah, shut up. I worked my ass off.
Yeah,
I work my ass off.
4 hours a day, 20 hours a week.
That am right. That's all I do.
I wish I had a job like that all the time.
Because I'm the white man.
And I know you ain't going to play me on Xbox. I'm online. I got mine.
Jesus Christ.
I know, and I know you ain't going to invite me to your house for the Super Bowl. That's okay.
No, you're right. I'm not inviting you to my house for the Super Bowl. I'm inviting nobody to my house for the Super Bowl, but I will play you online.
Yeah, right.
I will.
I don't have my buffer anymore. You know, BA called me off the air. Told me what a great guy I was and how much she loved me,
mm-hmm,
and how funny I was and how she's going to miss me.
Yeah. Did you tap that before she left?
I wish I could, because I told her. I said
you'd drive down to the Carolinas, wouldn't you, to tap that?
Hell no.
No.
I would. Get a fat white chicken to Pentagon City.
You would drive 6 hours to,
you would too.
To nail
not,
PA.
No, I would
if
not.
She said, I
make
want
her
you.
Meet me, I'd make her meet me at south of the...
You're romantic, you.
On that happy note, you're out of here.
Have a good one,
all right. Listen, glad you're okay. We had heard bad stuff, so we're glad you're cool.
We were worried.
All right, Robert.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you for the Xbox, Robert. I appreciate that.
Hey, Robert, email me that crap.
All right.
Okay, please do. All right, get out of here.
That's me.
There you go. That is Robert the Mailman.
He was solid today. That's a good story.
Thank goodness he's okay.
I have a pucker factor if that happens.
Yeah.
Me too, Jesus Christ.
That happened... Well, I'm aware of two times that's happened now, that that there's been gambling and raids.
Really?
Two people we know.
Well, I didn't think we were supposed to talk about that.
I don't believe I have.
We haven't.
Well, I think you just put your toe in the water there, my friend.
It's exactly, and that's not going to go in any further.
Let me just say, it's nobody on this floor.
I put my toe in. You put half the foot in.
Hey, come on.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Yeah. It's a, yeah, it's a third floor thing. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody down here. Yeah. No. Hey, where's James Brown? I want him to see my cars.
Oh, that's right.
Wasn't JB saying that, yeah. That Jay Leno?
He's going to go over and see the car collection.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, JB, who are these guys you're telling me about? You're on the radio with Wally. You sound fantastic. Oh, yeah.
Jay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kevin.
Jay.
Kevin Eubanks.
Oh, Jay.
You know, but as much as we like goofing on that, you mentioned it yesterday. The Paul Schaefer laugh.
I love that. I want to hear it again.
But the Paul Schaefer laugh is now the white man equivalent of the Kevin Eubanks.
I know.
Yeah. Hey.
But it's not, I mean, calling it a laugh is a stretch. Because it's really, you know, Dave will say something and Paul Schiffer will go, that's it. A little higher than that.
All right. Letterman will say, and it's as big as Jennifer Lopez's ass.
And then Dave will say, 6 past the hour on the big roundup.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Eagles do not win the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Artinger's fault.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
It's Friday the 13th.
There's always somebody looking for something.
With an ensemble show, someone is going to be the spark plug. The Don and Mike program.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Okay. Who else have you blabbed to?
I don't know. Hi, Judge.
What did you say?
Congratulations on the hearings being over, Judge.
Hi, Judge.
Say that again.
Congratulations on the hearings being over.
Don't cuss.
You shouldn't cuss.
F you.
You are a lot of trouble.
He's not trouble. You're just being rude.
Hey. And you think your wife crying helped you?
Well, he's yours.
Yeah, right. You're right. She looks like a man.
Bend over.
Oh.
You like that.
He's mad at you now.
He is sore.
Listen, it's time. It's time for the Joe Show.
Hey.
This is 10 minutes of radio that we'll never be able to get back.
That's a nice way of putting it.
We got a, you know, we get these things in the mail all the time from these PR firms.
Right.
Books and interviews, and they all just can't suck enough. Mm-hmm. And the book is called Color Astrology, What Your Birthday Color Says About You.
Okay.
It's just garbage. It's just, for instance, I'm September 18th.
Right.
And it says, I'm autumn leaf, intense, successful, and questioning. Mike, what is your birthday?
That's you. June 22nd.
June 22nd. I think, Buzz, you're going to find that generally there's not bad stuff about anybody. June 22nd, Mike, you are bright lime green. You're inventive, theatrical, and earnest.
Here again. Right on the money.
Right.
Buzz, what's your birthday?
October 7th.
Okay.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
You're lavender.
Yes, I am.
You have charisma, you're articulate, and you're socially conscious.
Yes, I am.
So far, so good, but they're all nice.
See, the thing is, these could be things I could have been reading anybody's. You know what I mean? I could have mixed them up.
Well, I disagree.
And, no, come on, really. You could, for instance, Rob.
Well, so far, of all the three, we haven't gotten one yet that we'd really miss.
Rob, what's your birthday?
8 days into March.
Okay, March 8th.
Uh-huh.
March 8th.
Start your shopping now, staff members.
Color is mauve.
Thank you.
Good-natured, yeah. Productive, spiritually strong.
Sorry, uh-huh. Buddy.
That would be a no, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a spiritual person.
For instance, if I had said to Buzz,
yes.
Buzz, your color is dawn.
Uh-huh.
You are artistic, sensitive, and innovative. You would have taken that and you would have said,
that's me.
Yeah, well, right, that's March 7th.
Uh-huh. This is almost like what psychics do.
Yes, it is.
Mike, if I would have said to you that your color is beryl green and you're determined, knowledgeable, and quick-witted,
You're right.
Everybody
will accept them.
I mean, there's nothing. I'm looking here. I can't find anything that says anybody is a jerk or an a-hole or a dick.
What's Hughes's birthday?
Everybody is. I don't know, but it really
you're timid, withering, and you smell.
Anyway, the person who has written the book is named Michelle. What's her last name?
Bernhardt,
and she's ready to be interviewed by Joe.
Very good.
About this ridiculous topic. So, let's
Joe, do you know all your primary colors? That's just a joke question.
Red, yellow, and blue.
No need to. No need to.
Colors do tricks when you know how to mix your red, yellow, and blue.
Right. Now, Joe, we've kind of already covered that we think it's kind of a scam.
Have you read mine?
No, what is yours?
May 28th, butterscotch, feisty, leader, energetic.
Okay, that's the first one.
You know what? This is crap.
Butterscotch. So, Joe, your job will be on the Joe Show to take, now, fortunately, we've eaten up some of the 10 minutes we'll never get back. Your job is to simply interview this chick.
Okay.
Okay, so now, without further ado, here's Joe Ardinger.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
That's good. Where are you right now?
I'm in Manhattan, New York.
Right on. Well, I've got your book in my hand right now, Colorstrology.
Great.
And I'd like to know a little bit how you got inspired to write this book.
Well, actually, I was approached by... I'm an intuitive.
That's great. Are you a psychic?
Yes, I am.
I noticed that on my birthday, May 28th, I'm butterscotch.
Oh, interesting. Now, you know it's not about your favorite color.
No. That's good, because I'd like to trade up to ribbon red.
Oh, that's hot.
Because then I'd be tenacious, responsible, and purposeful.
What are your keywords?
My keywords are...
Scam.
Feisty, leader, and energetic. And I'm sorry to say, you couldn't be further than wrong.
Right, exactly. I can sense that I'm kind of right on there.
You couldn't be further than wrong.
It's about a color. Your personal color is a color that helps balance
That's
you.
Great. What's your color?
Oh, my color is misty lilac.
Tell her your color is brown, Joe.
My color is brown.
Deep brown.
Deep brown.
Well, so did you check out, not only is there a personal color, but there's also a monthly color.
Oh.
So if you're born in May, you have Bud Green. And you're also close to, you have that Gemini influence. So you have Aspen Gold, which is June's color.
Yeah, June's color?
June.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For June.
Okay.
So what the colors do is, not only do you belong to a monthly color, but
you really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
Oh, what was that?
That was my producer.
Oh, she's a
Jew's my goodness,
color.
I said
my producer was freaking out because I misunderstood you. Why is it about color? Can't we just get along?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Of course we can get along. This is about using color as a way to enhance your life.
What the dumbest color would be?
What's the dumbest color?
I don't know. I guess I
what are some bad colors? Let's get some negativity.
Is there any bad colors, like violent colors?
Well, I'll tell you. No, I don't really think so. But
about blood red.
That if you're depressed, not to wear black.
Don't wear black.
People kind of want to wear.
Hold on. I've got to write that down.
All right.
Especially, how do you spell depressed?
You are awfully feisty, aren't you?
Feisty. I'm also commanding, interesting, enduring. That's what I want to be. April 18th.
Okay, now here's the thing.
It's very interesting to see what...
Who cares what she has to say? Ask her how she came up with, seriously, such a great idea. It's such a scam.
You know, it's a great idea, but don't you feel it's a little bit of a scam?
Well, I don't think so. In fact, most people think it's kind of uncanny. But, you know...
Well, that's great. Since you're a psychic, what do you foresee for me?
For you, you're May 28th?
Yes.
You are awfully feisty. Let's see.
I'm feisty.
Well, I would say that this is definitely a year for change for you.
Ooh.
It's you're in a 5-year, which is like about miracles. So you can kind of make a lot of things happen. You're also in a
I like miracles.
Yeah, miracles are good. And it's also great for communicating to the masses. So there you go.
The masses. I think that's what we're doing right now.
Ask her to get more specific about you.
You're down to your last 60 seconds, Joe.
Get more specific about me.
Okay. Well, first of all, the thing, if you go to May 28th, at the bottom of the page, it'll tell you how your color helps you. So that's important because it has 366 personal colors.
My color doesn't help me because I can't get help on a house mortgage.
Well, see, try your color.
I'm white.
Now, you know, this is not only about wearing the color. You can also put that color in your house,
was he making
by the way.
A social statement?
I think he was injecting some of his own personal problems into the interview.
I kind of noticed that, but I just kind of thought I'd skate.
That's because I'm feisty.
Excuse me?
But if you buy a house, if you're able to finally get your house,
I can't hear you. Say that again?
You should do
I'm
is paint
feisty.
Butterscotch.
Yes, you are feisty.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes?
Who do you foresee in the playoffs?
Oh, I don't
winning.
Know. I don't, know.
Well, you're psychic.
What we could do is we could look at the
wait a second.
Yes?
Wait a second. If you're psychic, you should be able to help me pick who's going to win in the playoffs so I can make a lot of money.
Well, me.
Money.
Oh,
money's good. In fact, the color for May is about money. You know that?
What do you like more, bacon or sausage?
Huh?
Bacon.
Bacon.
That's true, because sausage is a show.
Oh, Joe.
Well, thank you, Michelle. This has been great. I love your book.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What do you think it'll bring on eBay?
I don't know. I hope it's doing very well. You can get it at any kind of normal store like Barnes & Noble, Amazon, things like that.
It says on the back $18.95 US, so I'm thinking maybe $5 plus $9 shipping, and that's $14 for me.
Well, don't go there that fast. It's a brand new book.
Well, remember, I'm feisty, Michelle.
All right, ask her to hold on a second.
Hold on a second. Our producer's going to speak to you, and thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Good
bye,
day.
Joe.
I said good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Good job.
Michelle, hi, it's Rob. How do you think it went?
Joe.
It's different, but you know what color I think I would give that interview? Gold. I did very much. I think you did a great job. Thank you so much for your time. We'll link on our website, and good luck. Big sell, good book, lots of money. God bless.
There he goes. And listening to Joe do an interview is like listening to a guy at Last Call. I love that. I really,
really.
Do.
This is like a pet rock with pages.
You're right. Yeah, I could not agree more.
I mean, the more I look at it, you know, no matter what it is, really, every day, magnificent, different, daring, moneymaker, powerful, influential.
If you're gonna sell me on a book like that, you got to have a few of those colors. You have to have a few of those colors that mean satanic, right?
Gregarious, sensual, warm, refined, poetic, teacher, intense, passionate. You know, where's gets mad and
yes.
throws Hummel figures.
Or gets mad and throws book.
Right. Well, there you go, Joe. That's my gift to you.
All right, and sell it as soon as you can, Joe. Autograph it and sell it.
Enjoy.
I will. Autograph Joe Ardinger.
Yes, an autographed Joe Ardinger color astrology book.
All right, get out of here.
Who would
Thank
do
you.
That?
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank Bye-bye. You, guys.
No, I mean, really, what a stupid concept. And the thing is...
Stupid concept is going to make her a lot of money.
Yeah, it already has made her a lot of money.
Right.
Oh, hey, that tape sounded good. Hold on, isn't that the one that's supposed to have Where in the World Is? Where in the world is
Joe Ardinger? He's on the set of Will and Grace.
There we go. Oh, now, before we go to break,
yes.
Buzz, please be so kind as to go to www.donandmikewebsite.com.
All right.
We have the Don and Mike Babette of the Day.
Ooh. Wow. I like this feature.
And I think
I really like this feature.
You'll find this worthwhile. Now, do not show Mike the picture yet.
All right.
Mike, well, first off, look at it. I take it back. Look at it.
Look at it first.
And see if you can tell me who it is. This is someone who I used to consider to be...
I know who it is.
Do you really?
It's Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah. Wow.
What was her real name?
Melissa Joan Hart.
You know why I remember that? You know why I pegged that so early? Because I get a big cup, overflowing cup of I told you so for that. Do you remember what I used to say about her? She always, this is
Listen,
always who she was.
When she was Clarissa Explains It All.
Yes.
And when she was...
can I see her again?
The Teenage Witch. She was really, really hot. And now she's had a kid. And apparently she had the kid through the face because she just looks like someone has, you know what it looks like? You know that movie Shallow Hal,
yeah,
where they made Gwyneth Paltrow
right,
look so
heavy,
fat?
Right.
It looks like they've taken this chick, Melissa Joan Hart, and put the prosthetic stuff on her, yeah, so that she looks incredibly jowly, not jolly, but jowly and fat.
I will maintain that even back when you thought that she was hot, it was not that far a trip for her to you know, land in fat actress land.
Two of her chins are kind of cute.
But she had a very healthy baby boy, and they've named it Eclair.
Anyway, that's the babette of the day.
Oh, she's yeah, keeping her whole family healthy by ingesting plenty of milk products.
Put it up there, Mike, so you could get an I told you so, because boy, oh boy. You know, at least that one chick from, was it the chick from the Quirky Show that I liked?
Yeah.
The one who was on ER then?
Uh-huh.
She didn't turn out all the way bad, right? Kelly Martin?
Yeah, and, you know, she does TV movies on Hallmark now.
She's on ER.
And Kelly Martin,
she just had a baby on ER, I think.
What do you think will become of Dakota Fanning?
Dakota Fanning?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's already guilty, Buzz.
Yes. Guilty of what, Don?
Of being hot.
I think you've got to wait, you know, based on that picture, you have to wait a number
no,
of years.
Seriously, Dakota Fanning, you know that's a gag. That's to bother Mike.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But I was telling Mike before the show today, and I don't care what anybody thinks of me. She's 16, but I want to tell you something. Oh. I would show Michelle Wie where the first hole was. You understand what I'm saying? We could go out on a golf course, and I would say, baby, you tell me what the par is on this hole.
She looks much older than she is.
I saw on ESPN last night, I guess Michelle Wie is doing
like Ned Beatty. Ned Beatty.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, please don't be mistaken. My lust for Dakota Fanning
joke
is fueled by comedy, because
it's comedy and you're doing it to work me, but
the funny button is always on 10, but Michelle Wie, I'm serious, Jack. I'd go to jail with Bobby Mailman on that one.
And I hate to jump on this bandwagon, but I will tell you that I'm sure all you are doing is articulating what a lot of guys probably feel about.
Of course.
I think I saw a picture of Michelle Wie on newsfilter.com.
Stop it, Rob.
I could be wrong. There's so many pictures, and I get confused.
Wasn't she on a subway train?
Exactly.
I know, because they all look the same.
Some of that stuff.
I know. That's a great sign.
You know how they always talk about the Japanese reality television is much more significant than ours? Well, everything that the Japanese produce is a little over the top.
With lots of fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michelle Wee-Wee, please. Wee-Wee all the way home.
Yeah. A lot of groping.
This little piggy went wee-wee-wee all the way home.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, I think you'll enjoy the weekend because you're probably going to get a lot of her on television. Hey, but she did miss the cut, I believe, right?
I didn't know.
I think she missed the cut.
You know what I found I enjoyed the most?
What?
Is when she would have to, a couple of times her ball fell off the tee.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So they would, they pull back for a wide shot so that you could see her bend over and put the ball. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
See, now I'm really faking it.
Yeah.
She goes, now if I like protest Dakota Fanning, you know, when I get when I protest that, you know why, obviously, with my daughters and all that.
Right.
But the Michelle Wie, I've heard, you know, you're not alone. Let me just say that.
So you would also have you would face statutory rape charges.
No, I would not. No, I won't go that far, but I can certainly understand what you're saying.
How old is she?
16.
Yeah.
That's legal in many states.
Yes, I would simply take her down to Tennessee.
That almost sounds like an album title right there.
Right,
it does.
Right after I got done banging Jillian Barbary,
yeah,
and Terry Bradshaw,
right,
I had me a nice Michelle Wie follow-up. And then maybe...
I bet they'd meet you in Tennessee.
And then maybe Rudy Martsky.
Thank God they're 3 days in the weekend.
Glorious four-way sex. Okay, everybody, check out that picture on our website, right, of poor Sabrina the Teenage Fat Witch. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike on the Edge, 1550.
I'm the best at it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You'll love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
So, today I get a call from my daughter. And we're just chatting about the weekend and other stuff. And she says, hold on a second. Ethan wants to speak to you. He's 3 and a half. Grandson. I say, hey, Grandpa Mike. She goes, my real name is Mike. In case you don't know, they're just listening. You want to hear, talk about Mike's kid. So he says, Grandpa Mike. Yes. What, Ethan? Will you buy me gold teeth? And I said, what does mommy say? Mommy said, ask you.
Okay. That's putting you on the spot. But you're a grandfather, so it doesn't matter.
I said, tell mommy it's okay. And I hear, here's all I hear.
Yeah.
Mommy, Grandpa Mike said it's okay. And the phone gets just thrown down, and I just hear him go running off.
You've made his day.
I hear him go running off, and then she picks up the phone, and she goes, yeah, she got that heavy Wisconsin accent. What did you tell him? I said, sure. What the hell? And then he comes back. She says, hold on, he wants to talk to you again. And then he says, Grandpa Mike. I said, yes, Ethan. He says, where do you go to get them? And I said, oh, tell mommy to take you to the gold teeth store.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, they've got their weekend plans then.
So during the commercial break, I made a call. I called, I make all my calls. I call Bart to make sure that it's Friday. He went to his classes down at Clemson.
Right.
Make sure he's okay. Check in with her. She's in the car with the kids. Things are very nutty. She said at one point, she's driving, and there's music, and there's kids, and there's three of them.
Uh-huh.
So there's the one main drone that I keep hearing in the back is obviously Ethan, the boy, because the other two are girls. And I said,
soon we're going to have to, following trends as we have during our entire careers, we're going to have to probably go along with that.
Also, I will tell you that my son has told me that this weekend will be the weekend that he gets cornrows.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
No.
Listen, he's 20. He's going to be 21 in a month.
Get it out of his system.
You know what? What can I tell you?
Right.
I've tried to tell him what a supreme tard he will look like. I've said to him, nice look, Justin Timberlake.
Kevin Federline.
And I think he's doing it just to piss me off.
You really do? Do you really think he's doing it just to get you?
No, not really. No. He's doing it.
Yeah, are there a lot of kids on campus doing it?
No, there's nobody doing it.
Because he does always dance.
So I think he's doing it just to do it.
Just to be different.
Yeah, just to get it done.
After he did it, if he got an orange bathing suit and ran slow motion on the beach.
Like Bo Derek.
Yeah, like in 10.
So anyway, so that's what's happening with my family. Just thought I would give you that update.
Well, thanks.
And, The dog found nothing dead in the backyard.
Oh, thank God. No cark guy.
Cark guy.
No cark guy. Oh, now, the backward songs. Here we go. We had these yesterday. Got a couple more for you today. The website is, what is it, Rob? Is it backwardsongs.com?
If you search backward songs, you'll get there.
It's www.ihavetoomuchtimeonmyhands.com. Uh-huh.
Okay, so we heard the best one that we. And see, I even know this, the part of the song that it is, but it's, if there's a bustle
in your head, Dro,
don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. Right.
So that's a long sentence,
a large passage.
So this is the forward part of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
There you go. If there's a bustle in your bedroom, don't be alone there. It's just a sprinkling for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on.
Well, this has amazing potential.
All right, so you play it backwards, and it appears to sing, and we'll hear this together, oh, here's to my sweet Satan.
Again, Satan.
The one whose little path would make me sad. Whose power is Satan? He'll give those with him 666. There was a little tool shed where he made us suffer. Sad Satan. All right.
Perfect sense.
You listen and see if you hear it.
All right, I hear the Satans, I have to say, the guy that's on this website, and I just want to stop you here for a second, the guy that's on this website is obsessed with Satan.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
They all are. All these backward looking guys.
This is the one where I think Led Zeppelin might have made a stab at it,
just
because
the
forward stuff doesn't make any sense.
Right. I'm going to read along with and see if it doesn't help a little
bit. Try that.
Yeah. Read it backwards.
Oh, here's to my sweet Satan. Whose little path would make me sad? Whose power is Satan? He'll give those with him 666. There was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, said Satan. Okay.
Okay.
I think this guy's got pentagrams on every corner of his body.
Pentagrams.
I need to have a pass here on the YO alarm.
I'll shut it down.
Okay, all right. Turn off the Yoko Ono alarm.
All right. Thank God.
Because if you play a Yoko Ono song, Kiss, 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 the line is, Ana Daikaido, which means, darling, hug me. So she's speaking Japanese or Chinese or whatever the frig.
Forward, she's speaking Japanese.
Okay.
I can only imagine what this is.
And again, this
I would imagine it sounds the exact same way backwards.
Yoko Ono forwards. Now, translated, that means, what does it mean? Oh, darling, hug me.
Right.
Now, if you hear it backwards, it says, I shot John Lennon.
Oh, wow. My God. Oh.
Okay, did you want to hear it backwards again?
Yes.
Here it is.
Oh, dear.
All right, now here's...
Yeah, if a section of her tongue was removed, she says, I shot
John. Here's forward. I'm not done. Die, too. All right, and kind of like Nell, isn't it?
Yeah,
and then here it is backwards.
If there...
Oh, sorry. Zep. Okay, here it is backwards. I shot John Lennon. Don't know about that one.
Well, I heard Lennon, and it had kind of that Japanese pronunciation of Lennon.
Here's a good, before I play one last one, here's a good one from yesterday. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Ow! Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey! Another one bites the dust. Hey!
And then backwards, they sing, it's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana.
This is the one we all liked. You know, I also have found a common thread with all these.
Yeah.
They all sound like they're on the way. When they play them backwards, I can understand some of the things they're saying, but they all sound a little hearing impaired.
Yeah. And Mike, here's one that you might remember from your kids, or maybe Robbie with yours. It's a Pokemon song. It's a Pokemon rap, played forward, mm-hmm. where they sing, gotta catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all, yeah, gotta catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all, yeah. This is from a Pokemon kids record. Okay?
Let's right. say
so
backwards.
So again, hold on, just forwards. It's gotta catch 'em all, right, yeah, right. gotta catch 'em all. Now, according to this website, you play them backwards, and it says, I love Satan, I love Satan,
oh,
I
God.
Love Satan.
Of course.
So let's listen again.
No. He's Satan obsessed. He's. No.
Clearly it says, let's meet at Michael Jackson's place.
I think this guy's house should be raided.
All right. Let's see.
Should send that all. SWAT team in.
That's all. Okay. Well, I guess, what?
Number 9 is good. I
mean, number 9?
That's a classic.
Oh, well, that's the Beatles. That's the one a lot of people have heard, yeah. right? The Beatles, I'm So Tired, playing forward. You really cannot understand what's being said. This is forward. Okay, now that's forward
yeah.
on the Beatles record. And then here it is backwards. That's where it says, Paul is dead, man. Miss him, miss him, miss him.
Right.
Right, like the Beatles are screwing with us because yeah. here
right.
it is
right.
forwards, you know, where it sounds like backwards.
Probably
okay,
is.
That's forwards. Mm-hmm. Here's backwards. Anyway, it's a nutty website. It's got about 85 different songs.
The I Buried Paul, I went nuts on.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
A lot of
that's
people
the trail
did.
Off of Strawberry.
Yeah, Strawberry Fields.
If you care, you like Rob said, do a search, and there's like 8,000 of them. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Enjoy.
Hello. Oh, try it now. Okay, I just did. I'll try that one. Nope,
that's
not
right.
now. Try
is it froze?
Go. No, it unfroze. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
John and Mike, Radio Gods, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, wanted to let you know on the Led Zeppelin there, my uncle, when I was growing up, I'm a musician here in Wichita, and when I was growing up, he gave me this Hell's Bells, The Dangers of Rock and Roll video, and there's a whole section dedicated to the occult and Led Zeppelin's ties with it, and the translation that I actually have from that is, my sweet Satan, for no other made a path, and it makes me sad, whose power is Satan? I just figured I'd let you know that.
All right, thank you.
That makes
friend.
More sense.
And I think when you're listening
right.
to... Hello.
Don and Mike Show, hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, right, hi.
Hey, guys, does a guy have Pink Floyd's Empty Spaces on there when it says, Pink, contact the funny farm?
Yes, no, Pink Floyd is on here as well. I mean, seriously, there's 85 of them here.
We're entering the acid hour right now.
He's spent a lot of time with this, but let's just end with Queen.
That's Another One Bites the Dust, played backwards. Lou Ferrigno saying it's fun to smoke marijuana.
A lot of churches were on the Led Zeppelin bandwagon, and
right.
Stairway was never released as a single, but I have a 45 that was distributed by churches, and on one side it's Stairway to Heaven Forward, and the flip is Stairway to Heaven Backwards,
wow.
so you can follow along at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, God, we're running late here, so give me 30 seconds. See if you can guess who is the top earning celebrity under the age of 25. Now, this includes... rock and roll, movies, and like pro sports.
Top under the age of 12?
Under the age of 25.
25.
Number one, I'll tell you.
Dakota Fanning.
He's an athlete.
Oh, that makes it
it's
tough.
It's LeBron James.
Okay.
Then you have the Olsen twins. Then you've got Hillary Duff. Then you've got the Williams sisters. You got Lindsay Lohan. Frankie Munoz last year made $8 million.
Worth
pretty
it.
Incredible.
Paris Hilton made $6 million.
For what?
Ashley Simpson made $5.3 million. And who is Amanda Bynes? Am I saying that right? Amanda.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whoever she is, she made like $4 million last year.
Good for her.
And one more thing I did want to mention, some sad news. Sad news, but on the other hand, good news.
I can't stop this feeling.
This, of course, is David Hasselhoff. He's divorced after 16 years of marriage to the same beautiful woman, David Hasselhoff, who you may know as an actor. I know as simply the hottest singer in the history of German music.
Mm-hmm. The Germans love him.
He's out there.
And that's backed up 100% in the fabulous tour de force film Dodgeball.
Here he is. I know you're a rat's ass. He's getting divorced. We never get a chance to play our David Hasselhoff CD anymore.
And I love that show, Baywatch.
What?
Can we play the hit?
Yeah, play the hit.
Oh, play it backwards.
Here's the hit. The David Hasselhoff hit. So anyway, he's out there. Ladies and gentlemen, hairs and frows. Say hello to Herr Hasselhoff.
It's quite an intro, Don.
I didn't realize it went on and on and on. Right here on Reich FM. Do you remember back in old
LA? When everybody... Oh, we are clamoring for him. He's the best artist in the whole world.
And what was the fact here? The fact here about this guy... Hold on a second. David Hasselhoff, married to Pamela Bach for 16 years.
Uh-huh.
He's on the market.
Huh.
Guess how many records this D-bag has sold in Germany?
It's an amazing number,
isn't
it? I'm
going to say 12.
12.
Buzz guess is 12. Uh-huh. Mike?
2 million.
21.5 million albums.
We love it.
He's the hottest artist in the last 15 years in Germany.
Ventura Boulevard. We love it. We knew we had to buy his album once we saw him talking to the black car. So it's right, Knight Rider. And then he has the orange bathing suit and is saving many people on the American beach. He's such a great lifeguard singer. Oh, very good with the hair gel and the great hair. He talks to a black car.
That's good. It's a good tan.
It says, hello, car. I am Hasselhoff on the record. This is delightful to have Hasselhoff. Very nice when he sings the songs. Which you love more, Hasselhoff or chocolate? It's a tie. You know what would be best?
But
David Hasselhoff made entirely of chocolate.
Head to toe in chocolate.
And then we eat it.
Or you could take him over from America and dip him in chocolate.
Herr Hasselhoff.
He is very good.
We love it.
Excuse me, Dieter. Dieter Irwin, Spiewak, can we stop just for a second with this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't get showing Klaus.
We'll break.
That's the other star in America, Lou Ferrigno, talking about marijuana.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
The Don and Mike Show.
I believe that's worth hearing again.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Your show, your way. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see.
I knew how to quit you. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Just trying to think of how many showings I can catch over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
A Brokeback Mountain.
You'll be living at the theater.
Save me a seat.
Living a dream.
Oh,
so here we go. Speak.
Friday. Just living a dream. Yeah, I'm pulling your wang. Here we go. Friday favorite.
Johnny.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Okay.
It's time for Don and Mike to play low budget Jeopardy.
Is the perimeter secure? Let's find out. It's happening.
Listen, I don't have much time.
Kiefer.
You don't hear me. I don't have much time. You're all in a great deal of danger.
No.
You can laugh and you can smile. I know you're doing a comedy radio show. It's very, very important. Tony has to tell Edgar that the stolen nukes are in the warehouse near CTU, and I need a satellite link to pinpoint the hidden warhead.
The following takes place between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.
previously on 24.
So what's happening, Kiefer?
How are you, Don?
I'm doing great.
Listen, before we get started, let me just get out my pack of Marlboro Reds. Those are the cigarettes that I need to smoke in order to have the voice that I have on 24. We are under the radioactive plume.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. All I know is that here at the radio station, you may think that you're doing a simple radio show.
Yeah.
But some of my CTU agents have convinced me that this may, in fact, be where the bomb is hidden.
I think the bomb's name is Peter Rosenberg.
Don't make light of this!
I think the bomb's our lineup.
Listen. There's not much time. You think you're doing a radio show when, in fact, all eyes are on you. The significance of this location. Listen carefully to me and write this down.
Okay.
There's not much time. There's never much time. No. There's 24 hours.
How's your dad doing?
Donald? Yeah. Donald's doing great. Making movies and working with that Amazon chick. What's her name? I forgot. She was in a league of their own.
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis.
Where she's the president.
Uh-huh. I lost interest after she was in The Fly with Jeff Goldblum. But really, we're all in a great deal of danger.
We're in no danger here.
I don't think so. I have to play it only one way. There are three ways I play it.
Okay.
Depressed.
Yeah.
Depressed and agitated.
Yeah.
Depressed and out of my mind, but always very depressed. Listen, later in the broadcast, I'd like you all to know this.
Yes.
I'm going to fake my own death. Dad's ass.
Dad's ass?
Dad's ass is in Animal House.
We know.
Yeah. Previously on 24. How are you?
So you got the big hype machine going. I'm going great. I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to your show coming back on TV.
That's all well and good. I'd like to make a point.
Yeah.
This show is going to be the biggest show in the history of television.
I mean, 24, right?
It was big in the previous seasons, but this is going to be the big year. Huh. Have you seen the newspapers? Have you seen the television report? Look me in the eye when I'm talking to you. These are important details.
Don't scream at me, dude.
I was heroin. I was... It was heroin.
It was heroin.
I was heroin yesterday. This is very important. Don't read everything that's put in front of you, especially when he's recovering from pneumonia.
It was heroin that you were hooked on last year on the show.
Every employee here at the radio station is going to be searched with a full body cavity search. I have it on good authority that each one of these people here may be responsible for shooting the Chinese ambassador.
What?
You don't understand.
Nobody here is going to shoot anybody.
You're not taking me seriously. No, President Logan is indecisive. He's not making the decisions. He's not making the right calls. We have to call the big black president. He's the one that's going to make things better again. But it's difficult because he's held in a secure location.
How's your hot daughter doing?
My hot daughter will be back on the show.
Oh, the good.
This year on 24. That's right. Alicia Cuthbert will be back on the show, bouncing and jiggling for your pleasure. Listen to me.
Yes, Jack.
Moments from now, after I fake my own death,
I mean,
there won't be any time. The terrorists are inside the station, and they don't care who they kill. Chloe O'Brien has called me with a special urgent message for Don.
Yes.
It seems that Edgar Stiles has locked himself in a bathroom.
Oh, no.
And he's crying. And he says Don is the only one he can speak to. What I need is a secure uplink to a satellite telephone that someone can talk to Edgar and talk him out of the stall that he's locked himself in. He's run out of paper, and he is not able to get out. If we don't have Edgar Stiles, if he can't squeeze himself off the bowl, we're not going to be able to live.
Wait,
people will die.
Kiefer.
People will die.
Kiefer, you're saying that the emergency we have is that the fat guy doesn't have toilet paper?
Hold on just a second.
I think that's what he's saying.
Hello.
Oh, he's on his cell.
Yeah.
Jack Bauer.
The cell that the battery never wears out
that's
on.
Right.
Yes. When, Tony? Hold it. Tony's at Michelle's house.
All right. Oh, Moon?
He says she's in a... Quiet! I've got to talk to Tony!
Moon pie face girl.
Yeah.
I'll relay the message to Don and Rob and Buzz. Are you guys listening?
Yes.
Someone write this down.
I got it.
Tony's just called me.
Yeah.
He's at Michelle's apartment.
Yes. Yeah.
Some CTU agents came there, but Tony thought that they were the terrorists.
Yeah.
He had the codes in his briefcase, and he knew that he had to hide them in a secure place.
Yes, oh, no. And?
He's hidden them inside of Michelle.
I've written that down.
He tried to recover them, but she's too nervous.
He would have had more room if he had used Chloe.
Tony, I'm in the room with them right now. I understand one of them may be a suspect. You stay there and tell Michelle that I'll be there as soon as I can. We'll try to get you a Chloe O'Brien satellite uplink so that we can tell President Logan that there's not enough time because we're running out of time right now. As soon as Michelle gets an opportunity, tell her she's got to release the codes, no matter how painful it might be for her personally. That's right, but Edgar Stiles has still locked himself in the bathroom. We don't have much time!
Previously on 24.
Can I drop my pants and show you my 24 skin? Take a look at that. I'm Jack Bauer.
We didn't need to see you.
I have Jack Bauer tattooed on me for the purposes of CTU identification. God, I'm depressed. I wonder how many times I'm going to have to fake my own death this year.
You know, you're going to be happy, though, like in the first 10 minutes of the show, right? At least in the first 10 minutes, because the terrorists and everybody think that you're dead. Right. And I think, isn't the premise that they find out that you're alive or that you get called back to CTU, right?
Don, I could talk about this all day long, but you don't seem to understand.
What's that?
Chloe O'Brien has called me specifically requesting the backwards song tapes that you just played.
Yes.
There seems to be a Baruch Arras missive in there that's going to solve the problems of the stolen aircraft and figure out exactly where the nukes are. We don't have much time.
Another one bust the dust. You mean that tape? You want to hear that tape?
I am only 4'3" with a man-sized head. Hold it. It's my special CTU phone. CTU phone.
What?
Excuse me, my CTU phone.
What, Bono?
Hi, this is Jack Bauer.
Your phone?
Have Audrey Raines, Tony Almeida, Curtis Manning, Chloe O'Brien, Edgar Stiles, President Logan, Bill Buchanan, and Martha Logan meet me in the CTO control room. CTU. I'll be there momentarily. You're laughing, but we have lives at stake. People will die. Don't you understand?
I have a message for you. You asked about the backwards song.
Previously on 24.
See what you think of this. All See right. if you can identify this message.
Let's listen.
I've deciphered that and I've written down the code. Look at these coordinates and listen carefully right now. It seems that Tony Almeida, President Logan, and Edgar Stiles are a gay.
Wow. That's another one bites
Why
the dust.
Why are you mocking me? Don't you understand that people could die?
You play it backwards and it says smoke marijuana.
It does not. I'm a trained CTU agent. Don't you understand? I can decipher these codes better than anyone else can. And the virus is hidden in William Devane's teeth.
Can you figure out this code?
Yes, listen.
Actually, it's not a code. It's a message.
Previously on 24.
Tell me what it means. We just recorded it on the scanner moments ago.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
That's from Brokeback Mountain. I think I understand.
He knew.
You think that they're gay cowboys.
Yes.
They're counter-terrorist experts.
You think everybody's a counter-terrorist?
Don't you understand that the secret codes are located out in the wild, wild west? Those cowboys are essential to defending the country and saving millions of people from dying in Los Angeles before the nukes can get in the hands of the Arab terrorists to kill everybody. I deciphered that code in the heroin ranch in Mexico. I'm on heroin right now. That's how I stay depressed. All I require is some Black Death heroin, a pack of Marlboro Reds, and an isolated farmhouse on Brokeback Mountain. I'm Kiefer Sutherland. My father showed his ass in Animal House.
What about? I read a list yesterday of the people on some bookmaking website about who's going to die first on 24 this year, and you're even money.
I'd like to welcome all our new characters on 24. Gene Smart. Gene Smart will be joining the cast, and we're all very happy. The lion will not attack my daughter. Do you understand? Put the lion on the phone. Mr. Lion, do not attack my daughter.
Previously on Alicia Cuthbert's Breasts.
We're all very excited about 24, but I can't get any more excited than I am right now.
The only kind of excited that I get is agitated. You have to listen to me carefully. We don't have much time. I'm going to get into the back of a Chevrolet Suburban. You're going to drive me down to the convention center. Deep in the bowels of the convention center are the codes. I'm going to call Chloe. Don't say what, and don't mock me. There's not enough time. You don't understand the way these things work.
What about the product placement this year?
Product placement will be featured prominently throughout the CTU headquarters and in various sundry locations around Los Angeles. This season, meet my druggy twin. Reefer Sutherland. We're going to enjoy ourselves. This year, Chloe, Edgar, and I will be sitting in a hot tub. Edgar will gas out the codes and save Los Angeles.
Beefer Sutherland.
From potential disaster. Everyone can laugh and make light like you do on your little radio show. I want all of you to know that your little insignificant radio show is not going to matter. Nothing's going to matter unless we decipher what the real problem is. And I don't even know yet because we're not even in the first hour.
Listen, you're not doing your show now. You're here in this crappy radio station.
Please, Don, please, don't take this lightly like you always do. Make sure you communicate to President Logan that I can't talk to him because I faked my own death. I'm going to give you the secure CTU telephone. You're going to pick it up. You're going to talk to President Logan. You're going to tell them, listen to me. Yeah. You're smiling and laughing and giggling again. It's not right.
Who's President
it's
Logan?
It's not right. President Logan is the weak, indecisive president that couldn't make decisions last year. Tell him that Jack Bauer is on the way.
It's the guy that's based on President Bush.
Right. After the lion fails to attack my daughter, I will jump in a secure car from CTU drive to the White House. I will go down into the Situation Room where I will bring President Logan his special replacement testicles, which will allow him to make decisions this year on 24. Previously on 24. Due to product placement restrictions and the network sensors, we are doing the entire episode of 24 this year in a Pepsi plant.
Now, is there going to be lots of that?
Don't poison the Mountain Dew, Baruz.
Baruz.
Chloe, take the Doritos across to Edgar. Take the Doritos to Edgar. Make sure that the director of the Secretary of State has plenty of Cheetos.
As long as you're doing a whole PepsiCo thing.
Yes.
Don't forget KFC, Taco Bell.
Yeah. Very good. Listen, tell William Devane he needs to get the chalupa to Tony Almeida very quickly. Listen, Michelle's very depressed and she's drinking Budweiser. We're all very happy on 24. You must get hold of the nuclear chalupa. It's essential. Tonight on 24. More fun and more thrills. We can't wait. We're going to cross-promote with American Idol. That's right. Paula Abdul will be a counter-terrorist.
Well, Paula Abdul could be a terrorist. I mean, just based on the name.
Abdul. We must find Abdul. Get the Apache helicopters to Abdul's residence. Randy Jackson is sitting on the codes.
Oh, dear.
Drop the chalupa. Thank you, Edgar.
Is Edgar out of the bathroom?
Edgar is still locked in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, he's had a malfunction.
Oh.
Deep inside Edgar.
Oh, dear.
Deep inside Edgar is all the knowledge you need. He needs the secure link to the transmission telephone.
I thought Edgar had like a parasite happening or something.
Edgar has a tapeworm.
That's right.
But it's a tapeworm that only feeds on Lay's potato chips. It's very, very significant. I'm going to go to CTU, stop by the workstation of Edgar Stiles, reach down his throat, and pull the tapeworm out. As soon as that happens, we don't have but 15 seconds to make sure that the tapeworm is not booby-trapped. Hold on.
What?
Everybody quiet.
Okay, quiet.
Quiet!
Okay.
I smell audio surveillance. I'm getting the impression. What is that music? Something's going on. This is very, very significant.
It's a theme song to your show.
Wait a second.
I'm playing it. It's a sound effect.
This is very... I think we're all in danger. I believe right now there are many other people listening in.
Yes, you're
people
on the...
are listening to our conversation. How could you do this to me, Don?
You're on the
people
radio.
Are listening. The whole world knows.
You dumbass.
All of our secrets are out.
You're on the radio.
You don't know what you've done. You have no idea what you've done.
What have I done? You've compromised the security of every CTU agent and every terrorist in the world. Now I can't use my satellite telephone. How can I talk to Chloe O'Brien? We all might as well just kiss our asses goodbye, because this studio and everything within a 10-square-mile radius is going to be dust in about 15 minutes. You didn't tell me you were sharing these conversations with all your listeners.
You're on the radio.
The entire operation.
Hold on. I need to get somebody in here to give you something to calm you the frig down.
That's a good idea.
I'm very concerned.
Jesus.
I'm so scared I dropped a bean burrito in my CTU jumpsuit.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Remember how, when we did the Barry bit, you came in and you gave Barry some coke?
Yes.
Why don't you come in and give Keith some kind of depressant?
Black okay. Death. I what? Only take Black Death.
Like you don't want an anti-anxiety pill or
I no, want do it. The H. Yeah. Get me the horse.
All right, can you get him some heroin?
Sure.
Bring it right in.
Okay.
Okay.
I take it in the melted bottle form. I don't want a needle. I don't like needles.
No.
Previously. On my last heroin binge.
All right. Here's Joe with your heroin.
Joe Artinger's got the needle. Go ahead. Put it in my arm. Ah! Oh, jeez. Oh, that so hurt. Good. Thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Thanks a lot. Sure. Cheery Joe. Hold on just a second.
How are you feeling?
Well, now.
Give me a telephone. I'm going out quick.
All right. All right. Here's a phone.
I need to talk to my daughter.
All right. Call her up. Go ahead.
Hi, honey.
All right. Now you're getting Kiefer Sutherland.
This is Daddy Jack.
Jack Barlow.
Listen.
The way he really is.
I'm over at JFK Radio. Jordan has just given me a heroin injection, so I don't have much time before I lose consciousness. I want you to know that you're not my real daughter. And I really, like most men in America, would like to have sex with you. So if there's a chance you could slip out of that tank top.
Oh, dear.
And maybe pounce on, maybe a few takes. I really appreciate it.
We're going to lose him now.
I think so. Alicia Cuthbert. I love your breasts.
He's fading.
Good night. Thanks so much.
Oh, he's out. He's gone. Look at that. He's sleeping. Making Z's.
Well, now that's...
Whoa!
That's not very good.
Where? Where was I? I just regained consciousness. That's right. For the purposes of this television program, my heroin trip is now over. I've regained consciousness, and I need to get in touch with Tony, Michelle, Chloe, and Edgar. It's extremely important that we relay the president the message to President Logan.
You know, you just...
You don't understand. There's not enough time.
You just got heroin from Joe, and you got so high, you called Alicia Cuthbert. You told her that she's not really your daughter. You said you loved her, you love her boobs, and you said you wanted to bang her.
That's not important now. What we need to do is get some questions answered. All right. Here's what I want everybody to do. Are you all paying attention?
We are.
Buzz, yeah. Go down to your car. Get the suitcase that I left you earlier.
Got
Don,
it.
I'm going to need you to go to your office.
Okay.
Underneath the office where you have the bottles of vodka.
Yeah.
Make sure that you slide them to the very back. In the back, you'll see a tape note that has the codes on it. Then you tell Rob what the codes are and have Rob call John Norman, who's back there in the studio right now.
All we need is two people to call us on the telephone to answer questions and play a game at 877-365-3636.
If that's the way you're going to play it, people will die. All right, here's the deal. Before we get to the next segment...
Just call now. Call if you want to win prizes and play low-budget Jeopardy.
If you want to do that, that's fine. You play it your way. Uh-huh. I'm unfortunately going to have to play it my way. What I'm going to do is, during the commercial break, I'm going to get up and leave the studio. I'm going to go down the hallway, open the door, walk into the men's lavatory, and drop some kids off at the pool. When we come back, we'll play your little game. I just hope, for the sake of America, humanity, and the entire human race, that you're right! Because if you're wrong, Don, well, what do I always say?
What?
We'll die!
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3F. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you there?
Am I on the air?
You are. Who is this?
Were you looking to be on the air?
Yeah, I was, but nobody said, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, my name is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Larry.
Wow, I have a brother named Larry.
Is that what life is
doesn't?
So funny like that.
I have a question for you.
Yes, we're listening, Larry.
Yeah, why are you guys allowed to say bullshit, but they couldn't say bullshit on the Don and Mike Show?
Whoopee!
Don't drink soda before you call the show.
Hello, you're on the air. Joe?
Yes?
These were your friends calling.
No, they're not.
Hello, you're in the air.
Whoopee!
He's very happy about that.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is a funny place. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, back going to play a little bit of Jeopardy now. Why? You got to look at me in that serious tone of voice.
I just want to say one thing.
All right, let me turn the music up. All right, what?
I forgot to say it during the first segment.
What did you forget to say?
I'll see all of you in hell.
Oh, yeah.
Edgar Stiles is out of the bathroom, and it's not pretty.
Jack Bauer, let's play low-budget Jeopardy.
It looks like a Salvador Dali painting with only one color. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. I'm Kiefer Sutherland. You know me as Jack Bauer, previously on 24. Now entering the studio is a student and a projectionist from Annapolis, Maryland.
Anthony.
Let's say hi to Kyle Leonard.
Is this the projectionist?
Yes. Hello, LQ. Hello, Jack.
Boy, I bet you get lots of stink.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember, at any time, things could go horribly, horribly wrong, Kyle.
There's a reason those floors are so sticky, Kyle.
And now entering the studio is, as Joe put it, telecommunications. From Fairfax, Virginia, let's say hi to Rob Chiappardi.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, hello, LQ. Hello.
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. This is important. Write these instructions down.
Right.
Rob and Kyle, don't screw with LQ, and please welcome Alex Trebek-Geronimo.
All right, thank you, guys. And here are your categories. Your categories are...
The following takes place between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Stop that.
The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. And who is on the oxygen tent on the phone?
That would probably be me. Kyle.
Kyle, are you in the projectionist booth right now?
Are you about
to show a feature motion picture?
Oh, we're about to show Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain. I wish I could quit you.
I wish.
Your categories, guys. Your categories are this week on the Don and Mike Show.
This week inside of Kyle's submarine.
Speaking of box office champs.
Ah. Box office champs.
You don't know Jack. And who sings that 80s rock?
I like these categories.
Okay, so we've got this week on Don and Mike, box office champs, you don't know Jack, who sings that 80s rock, let's go with the guy in the voyage beneath the sea.
Uh-huh. 2,000 leagues, 20,000 leagues
That's
under the
it.
Sea.
Thank you, Mike. Kyle.
Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle.
Let's start with box office champs for one, please.
Here you go. Yeah, we go right to your wheelhouse. Lame sequel with Steve Martin.
What is cheaper by the dozen, too?
Right.
$1, you're off and running, Kyle. You must answer the questions clearly and understandably. Remember, there's not much time.
Go again, Kyle.
Let's go for box office champs for two, please.
Produced by Quentin Tarantino.
What is Hostel?
Scared Kids.
$2 for you, Kyle. Select again, please.
Let's close out the category for three.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I wish. What is Brokeback Mountain?
Oh,
that's close.
That's his category. What a money category it was for Kyle. All questions answered correctly. $3 for you. Select another one.
This week for one.
This week on the Don and Mike Show. We called her at the mighty WSJS.
What? Who is Beth Ann McBride?
Right.
$1 for you, Kyle. You're blazing quite a trail through the game.
This week for two.
Chloe McBride.
I didn't hear it.
Never mind.
With some CB interference.
Uh-huh. Call Chloe and tell her to get the corduroys.
This week on Don and Mike for two. Oops! He's back in coke rehab again.
No idea.
Rob, it's your chance to steal.
Don't know.
Oh, guys.
Please pay attention. Read your newspapers.
Blackberry. It's my Blackberry. Marion Barry.
And Kyle, you're in control. Select again.
This week for three.
Oh, you'll never get this. This is when we did How About That. 50 years ago, they buried one of these in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What is some sort of car?
You know what? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll give that to you.
$3 for Kyle. He has a commanding 10-0 lead over Rob.
What kind of car was it, Rob? Was it was a 57?
It was a 1957 Chrysler.
Belvedere.
It was a Plymouth Belvedere.
I'm sorry, I made a terrible mistake. People will die. I only have one thing to say.
What's that?
I'll see you in hell.
Okay, is it Rob in charge here?
Kyle is still in control.
Kyle. Kyle.
Let's go to You Don't Know Jack for one.
You Don't Know Jack, all right. Probably because you're here, Jack Bauer.
Mm.
Carved out Halloween vegetable.
What is a jack-o'-lantern?
$1 for you, Kyle. That was a funny question. Select again.
You Don't Know Jack for two.
He fights the bad monkey.
Who is Jack Diamond?
It could be argued, but no.
Rob, your chance to steal.
I don't know.
Rob doesn't know.
No, it would be Jack Black.
Jack Black.
The bad monkey.
Horrible, bad CGI monkey movie that I should have starred in.
Bad monkey.
Kyle, select again.
You Don't Know Jack for three.
He was the 35th president of your United States.
No idea.
Wow. Rob, your chance to steal.
Who is Jack Kennedy?
$3 for you, Rob.
Close one.
Congratulations.
Close one. And, Kyle, I predict you're going to be in that room for a long time, son.
Rob, you are in control, and you will be going to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Select again, please.
80s for one, please.
All right. Who sings that 80s rock? Here you go. Song is Here Comes the Rain Again.
Kyle, your chance to steal.
No idea.
Eurythmics.
Eurythmics. Annie Lennox.
Right.
She looks like me. All right, Rob, you're in control.
80s rock for two?
Shebop. Shebop.
Kyle, your chance to steal again as Rob has remained silent.
Who is Pat Goss?
That is the correct answer.
Cyndi Lauper. It's our friend Cyndi Lauper.
Rob, again, please.
80s for three?
Last chance for this guy, Rob, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Putting on the Ritz.
Who is Peter Boyle?
Oh, you know, in one form, yes, but no.
Okay. Kyle, your chance to steal.
No idea.
It doesn't the guy had it from Young Frankenstein. No, of course, we were looking for Taco.
Taco. And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy, Mr. President.
Now, this guy, Kyle,
yes?
the projectionist, he's the only one with money, right?
No, we have $3 for Rob. He was able to get one question correctly.
Well, my apologies, and you both will go to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Yeah, let's hear it. And here's your category, guys. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. The category is Queens and Their Opinions.
Hmm.
Queens and Their Opinions. And here is the answer. This queen, Mr. Blackwell, said that this pop singer is the worst-dressed woman of 2005. Again, your category is Queens and Their Opinions. And here's the answer. Oops. This queen, Mr. Blackwell, said this pop singer is the worst-dressed woman of 2005. We need your answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a lock of my hair. Well, actually, it's just a clump. It's fallen out. Yes, as many of you may have noticed, in the previous four seasons of 24, I'm losing all of my hair. When I was in Flatliners, I had a lovely shock of beautiful blonde hair. But over time, it has begun to fall out regularly. And now every day I wash it, comb it, shake the comb into an envelope, and mail it to my fans. Bad for me, but good for you. And I'll see you in hell.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Okay, here we go.
It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
And Jack, who do we want to go to first here?
Rob Chiappardi.
Rob, Queens and Their Opinions. Mr. Blackwell said that this pop singer is the worst dressed woman of 2005.
Who is Cyndi Lauper?
No, that knocks you down to zero. You've blown it.
And here we go now. Oh, you know what? I just hung up on him. Like it matters. No. Get him back on the line, please.
You hang up on Rob Low Budget Chiappardi?
I didn't mean to, but yes, I did. Kyle, Kyle's still on the line. Kyle?
Yes.
If you've got the right answer, you're the big wiener, Kyle.
I said, who is Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey. Oh, fellas.
You haven't paid enough attention.
Ixnay.
You've blown it for the entire universe.
Nah, it's fat old Britney Spears. Right.
And that's the end of the entire game, and no one's going to get paid.
No, that means Alan Linewand is happy somewhere because we're not giving away any money.
Congratulations.
Michael Hughes is having some warm wine somewhere. And that means that, Kyle and the other guy whose name is already escaping me.
Kyle and Rob. Rob, low-budget Giappardi.
Listen, don't get mad. Don't go way mad. Oh, I found it. Here he is. Here is Rob. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Hi, sorry about that. You're a big fat loser. Don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is Jack Bauer to tell you what you've won. I already gave you the prize.
You already gave me the prize.
For both of those guys.
I'd like to congratulate both of you guys. Thank you so much for playing Low Budget Jeopardy. You have won a Hooters VIP wing party. Get a Hooters game day fun pack to go tailgating or for your own football party.
Awesome.
Hooter. Hooter is your football headquarters.
Well, I guess someone leave the S off for savings?
For savings. For savings.
I love Hooters. And when you go to Hooters, if you eat the right amount of wings,
yes,
all the chickens will die.
Thank you, Agent Bauer.
Chickens will die.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see those chickens in hell.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Rob. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on a second. Too bad. Well, they didn't win money, but we don't play the game for money anyway. We just play it for fun.
I love you guys.
That's right.
Really?
I love all of you.
We're fond of you, Jack.
Each and every one of you. No matter what happens, I'm going to have to go away for a long time now.
Oh, no.
Remember, I love all of you. And I'll see you in hell.
Let's go to the news cubicle now. You budgeted the time, right? Buzz is going to get like a nice long 15-minute segment tonight. What's up with this Oriental chick? Have you noticed that, Jack?
Yes, I have.
That we changed.
I love you all more than my wife with amnesia.
Oh, ho. We changed the Buzz music.
Oh, ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho,
it's just an educated guess.
Yeah.
But that music is silly.
It's silly. In a world where
silly show.
Radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way
super
to bring
silliest
good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
What are your lead stories tonight on News and Comments?
Tonight, a Russian official says Condoleezza needs to get Condolaid. Walmart's happy face isn't smiling today.
How do you get past that mouth?
I don't know. That's okay. It's really not our problem.
Okay.
Stop attacking the president!
Seems to me to be like having sex with David Letterman.
And the Vatican says Judas, not such a bad guy.
Those are all the stories that Buzz will be covering when we come back.
Right.
Judas, not a bad guy.
That's what they're saying.
I have a message for him.
Yeah.
I will see him in hell.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Kiefer, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Your home for petting. To a point. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, let's go to Buzz Gurley right now. Buzz, brought to you today by Hard Times Cafe. All the great food you love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Hard Times Cafe. Now, here is Buzz Gurley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Judas, the name that came to define the worst kind of betrayal. Now the Vatican's pondering the idea that Judas might not have been such a bad guy.
Let me just take this moment out to say, if he's listening,
mm-hmm,
Michael Hughes, have a fantastic three-day Martin Luther King mattress sale weekend.
Now back to Judas.
As the story goes, as you know, when the Roman guards came to drag Jesus away to be crucified, they gave disciple Judas Iscariot 30 silver coins to identify their target.
You nailed it.
He betrayed Jesus with a kiss, a peck on the cheek, to say to the soldiers, this is your guy. Now, I know some of you prefer the Dante's Inferno interpretation that has Judas winding up in the bowels of hell being eaten headfirst by a three-headed demon with big flapping bat wings, or even the Mel Gibson version in which Judas is chased by demon-like children who send him to his death in a sea of bugs and maggots.
What about Judas Priest?
Even the Bible has two versions, one in which Judas hangs himself, another in which he falls and his guts spill out.
Or how about when a rabbi insults somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Judas.
A Judas.
But, it's a Judas.
I like that.
But Vatican scholars...
The king of the Judases. I mean, because I'm out. I can't
Thank
think
you.
Of one.
Thank you. You hear that, boy?
Yeah, enjoy.
Be proud. The Vatican scholars are now focusing on biblical evidence that Judas was just being used to make things play out the way God wanted them to, and that Jesus knew that all along. So it turns out that perhaps the best interpretation prior to this was in a musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Well, the only thing I could come up with is those jelly donut plates that were here when we had our Hanukkah party.
Mm-hmm.
The Judicious.
In Jesus Christ Superstar, the lyrics of Tim Rice argue that both Judas and Jesus were pawns, acting out their parts in a pre-written passion play.
What would Judas do? I ask myself that constantly.
Yes,
would Judas do?
It's an odd-looking bracelet.
The debate is not over, but there's a growing consensus at the Vatican that Judas is just all right.
Pretty good! Pretty good!
You doing like a Doobie Brothers reference there?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Very nice.
Maryland may become the first state to require Walmart to take better care of its people. Overriding a veto by the governor, Maryland lawmakers have approved a bill to force Walmart to spend more on health care for its workers.
Hugs are great.
Specifically, the bill requires companies with more than 10,000 employees to spend at least 8% of their payroll on health benefits or pay the difference into a state-run health care fund for the poor. That's a fund a lot of Walmart employees were turning to when their employer's health care plan wasn't enough. The value of Walmart stock slipped a little after the vote yesterday. Walmart's smiley face today is a little poutier.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with U.S. foreign policy that couldn't be fixed if Condoleezza got a little. That's the view of the head of a Russian political party.
Head.
Vladimir Zhirinovsky didn't like it when Rice called on Russia to act responsibly in supplying natural gas to the Ukraine.
That's exactly what would worry about me. Worry me what? About her.
Why?
Head.
Zhirinovsky, it could be scary.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think
exactly
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Teeth. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Zhirinovsky.
You tell her to come to Moscow. We will have big, big party, and you tell her to watch out for those oversized teeth.
A party is kind of what Zhirinovsky has in mind. He went on to say, and I quote, "If she has no man by her side at her age, he will never appear. Condoleezza Rice needs a company of soldiers. She needs to be taken to the barracks where she would be satisfied. Condoleezza is a very cruel, offended woman who lacks men's attention." End quote.
Wow. Yeah. You know where she buys her jeans?
Where?
The Gap.
Winner.
The oldest joke of time.
Oh, down in Beth Ann country. You know, we just called her this week. Down in that part of the country.
Friday the 13th.
A former police chief is in trouble for secretly investigating his own officers just because they are black. He even had what's being called...
When did you get your badge down there?
I'm undercover.
Watch out, Sheriff.
Police chief even had what's being called a black book that included photos of at least 19 of those officers. Justice is being served for now. The police chief resigned on Monday, and a black lieutenant who was facing criminal charges because of the chief's investigation has now been totally cleared of all charges.
That was a legitimate internal affairs investigation that I found necessary.
You Rob, Speedwack, I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head. Ass.
The city of Greensboro, North Carolina, spent $70,000 on this investigation. Some officers say there's still more investigating to do.
Take pictures of that person that was just talking.
In Jacksonville, Florida, meanwhile, a woman dressed as Aunt Jemima was turned away from a city council meeting this week and banned from attending those meetings for the next 3 months.
This is Robert the Mailman.
She was there to talk about the town's small business incentives law. The head of a local group of African-American contractors, Jackie Brown, was there to express her view that the current law treats blacks like slaves.
Brown? Are
yeah,
you kidding?
That's her name.
Jackie Brown's made up.
Ooh, no. Man. Who is that actress?
Pam Grier.
Yeah.
Damn it, she is hot as just 4th of July.
And she's the turbo hot in that movie.
Always was. The current law, she says, treats blacks like slaves by keeping them out of the good job. She was even turned away when she returned to the Jacksonville City Council meeting in regular clothing. The scuffle that ensued got her arrested. There's a growing Hispanic population in Manassas, Virginia, and some Hispanic homes.
Look around cafe. Hanks, 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 look around cafe.
The button seems to be stuck, Mr. Mike.
Don't they call that place Hombre Asses?
Hanks, look around cafe.
Some Hispanic homes include extended family, grandparents, in-laws, even cousins. So because
don't forget tonight at O'Meara's in Manassas.
Yes.
It's grass stain Friday. If you have grass stained knees from doing lawn work, come on in and get your second Corona at the same price.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for the free plug.
Now, because of the discrimination laws the city's facing, the Manassas Council has repealed the new law that banned extended families under the same roof. The Latino community got the distinct feeling the law was aimed directly at them. With the help of some lawyers, they've made that law go away.
How many pesos for a Corona tonight, Mike?
I've been before that city council, and they're all fine people.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
I'm not quite sure. Prices subject to change. Thank you.
Now, in that same district around Manassas, Virginia, a Republican state delegate is trying to outlaw what he calls turkey baster pregnancies. He wants women to get knocked up the old-fashioned way, pick up a guy in a bar. He doesn't want a woman going to a clinic.
Hey, pick up a guy in a bar. There's
Hanks, look around cafe.
This is fantastic. I can't think of a better end of the Friday show.
At O'Meara's, we fry our beans twice.
Maybe the woman's married and having trouble conceiving. Maybe she froze her husband's seed before he went to Iraq. Maybe it's none of Bob's goddamn business.
You have turned my place into a Mexican restaurant all of a sudden.
A beanery.
Yeah, I've been there.
A beanery.
Manassas delegate Robert Marshall, or turkey baster Bob, as he's come to be known, is all about family values.
Yeah, name for a restaurant, a beanery.
That's a coffee place.
Could be.
Stop it.
He says, Bob says he's just trying to keep single women from trying to have and raise children without a man around.
That is so old school. That's like 1930 yeah, shock jock radio. Yeah, that's right. Timmy Canoe and Tyler too. And how you beaners doing?
Oh, God.
Jesus.
And maybe Bob also has nightmares about families of the Melissa Etheridge kind.
Oh, that's what he's worried about.
Maybe so.
What, lesbos?
Yeah, oh. I think so. I think that's what Turkey Baster Bob is out to get.
Turkey Baster Bob. How about you, Bob?
How about you, Bomber Bob?
Bomber Bob.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Bob.
No wonder the White House was scrambling to bury the photographs that feature President Bush with crooked lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Abramoff and or his people visited the White House nearly 200 times during the first 10 months of the Bush administration.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Mostly they met...
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Mostly they met with Dick Cheney or then-Attorney General John Ashcroft, or at least that's the way it reads in the billing reports from Abramoff's lobbying firm. The New York Times says Abramoff is now broke and lonely and a man with nothing to lose who's ready to name names.
Broke back.
Word is he could bring down a dozen congressmen and who knows who else.
Down.
A new survey shows most Americans see the Abramoff story as a major scandal and view corruption as a major issue in the next election.
You said issue.
I did.
Issue.
A former congresswoman who was high profile during the impeachment of Richard Nixon is the latest to call for the impeachment of President Bush. Quoting Elizabeth Holtzman,
thank you!
I have been deeply troubled by Bush's breathtaking scorn of international obligations and violations of U.S. criminal laws. These concerns have been compounded by growing evidence the president deliberately misled the country into war. But it wasn't until the revelations that President Bush directed the wiretapping of hundreds, possibly thousands of Americans, that I felt the same sinking feeling in my stomach as I did during Watergate, end quote.
Isn't she the one they called Deep Throat?
Well, privately, you know, in the cloakroom, as it were.
Oh, okay, the cloakroom.
You mean the choke room?
Yeah, in this case, yeah. Judge Alito's wife left the hearing room in tears this week, and the next day people were arguing over whether the tears were fake or the work of that bully Ted Kennedy.
What do you think, Judge?
I stole some stick candy.
You know, this is the most misreported story in the news.
Well, if I were
not here, not now.
No, she was crying because she was listening to one of the Republican senators who was talking about what he had gone through.
That was one of the arguments. There have been three or four.
Well, no, she was responding to the senator who was saying, hey, I know you've been put through. And she was so happy somebody was, like, probably expressing her feelings.
Right. You better start tapering off.
And although Alito let it slip that he wouldn't be opposed to overturning Roe v. Wade, he said very little this week.
That's the judge right there.
I've got a touch of hangover, bureaucrat. Don't push me.
It's the old judge.
You know who you never see in the hearing room?
Who?
Helen Keller.
And
what's your favorite convenience store?
Isn't that right, Judge?
And it's going to be a lot longer time.
That's kind of in between.
Yeah.
Why was your wife crying?
I heard they'd been pardoned.
I think Mike explained why your wife was crying.
I give you my solemn word.
You sound old, though, Judge.
Cut off his pigtail.
It's very old.
First thing I learned about Indian fighting was to wait for daylight.
The fact that Judge Alito said very little, that, says Senator Joe Biden, is a good reason to just stop having these confirmation hearings.
Indian fighting is good experience for our kind of conversations.
Pointless exercises in which nothing is learned and nothing changes, he says. In the end, the Republican majority will give Alito the job as a Supreme Court justice, quoting Biden, the system's kind of broken. When we come back...
Again, broke.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Broke back.
When we come back, the dangers of eating Japanese.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Baby, I love their way. Every day. Don and Mike.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Finally, half the fun of going to a Japanese steakhouse is watching the skilled chef toss around food as impressively as an NBA player handles a basketball. Sure, it's fun till somebody dies. That somebody is a guy named Jerry who went to a restaurant in Mineola, New York, not knowing what to expect. So when the chef quickly tossed a cooked shrimp toward Jerry's face, he did not open his mouth and catch it, as most guys do. He ducked and fell and hurt his neck. And then died in the hospital from an infection. Jerry's family is now suing the restaurant for $10 million.
Well, I mean, he didn't die because anything the restaurant did.
And duck wasn't even on the menu.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Now we're Japanese.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You're just standing up for the guy that owns the restaurant. It's like, I'd say give the guy the money. You know, right? You throw a hot shrimp at a guy's face. We'll go ahead and sue.
It's probably room temperature.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You've been in those restaurants.
That ain't going to happen tonight. Wait, someone's going to get hit in the face with a burrito tonight at your place.
It's my Mexican restaurant.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
Fine burrito.
Hey, listen, thank you, everybody. We got to fly. Have a great, safe three-day weekend. Love you, Bard. Love you, Amy. Love you, Frida. And don't forget, buy a mattress. Because that's what Dr. Martin Luther King would have wanted to do this weekend.
Nice that he's included in his holidays with the sales.
Did you hear that commercial right as we were going to break?
Yeah,
it's like the first commercial we played, you know.
Yeah, it's like go out and enjoy the... and it just, I don't know, for some reason sounds wrong.
Yeah.
I know. That's what Martin Luther King spent his life trying to get across, the message that...
So you could sleep in comfort.
On the second or third Monday in every January,
that's it.
You're going to get your best price ever on a mattress. Well,
it's official now. It's a holiday.
There we go. Getting all political just like they want us to do.
Exactly.
Well, warm wine for everybody. Have a safe weekend, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right. And you.
Let's go to O'Mara's Cantina.
Si.
Si. Bueno.
All right. Goodbye.
Adios.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.